ladies and gentlemen, let's meet the umpires for today's game, brought to you by Kicks 99. Behind the plate, Caleb George, and on the bases, Dylan Reeves.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Saturday, and welcome into SRP Park for Game 5 of the six-game series between the Salem Red Sox and the Augusta Green Jackets. My name is Noah Adcock-Howeth, live with you on the Green Jacket Baseball Network. And we are ready to rock. Salem has taken three of the first four contests. And here on sitcom night at the ballpark, the Green Jackets looking to pivot back into the winning column. Augusta comes in at 16-20. Salem at 18-19. We're going to get ahead of something right off the bat here on the Tax Slayer pregame show. The colors are going to confuse you tonight. The Red Sox are not wearing red. The Green Jackets are wearing red. So we're going to get a little bit of confusion there. The Red Sox in the road blues, the alternate with the gray pants, mimicking some of the alternate opportunities they have at the big league level. For Salem, it's blue and red. For the Green Jackets, it's red and blue. Augusta in their Braves BuzzFest jerseys, usually reserved for Fridays. It's a Saturday opportunity this week. So the Green Jackets in their Atlanta-style Braves jerseys, trying to get a little bit even in that win column as they are 1-2 in those jerseys this season. Adam Meyer taking the ball in the red for the first time this season, coming off his first career quality start and his first career loss. Didn't get a ton of run support in a seven-inning ball game. He went six innings, six hits, three runs with a handful of strikeouts. Sinker slider pitcher had a lot of things working. The sinker and slider had a ridiculous amount of horizontal movement on both pitches, but left a couple over the plate. The velocity began to drop off towards the end, and Myrtle Beach found just enough barrels to hand him his first professional loss. Meyer's going to have to find it here against a red-hot Salem team who's won three of the last four and are trying to get their first series win in the last four tries. The man on the bump for the Red Sox is Matt Duffy, fourth-round pick out of Canisius College. Was going to be transferring to the Gamecocks of South Carolina. Instead, he went pop early on day two, and the Red Sox righty has been fabulous this season. 1-1 record with an ERA just a tick over three. Not a lot of barrels against him. Four-pitch pitcher, fastball, changeup, cutter, and slider. 3.16 ERA. The strikeouts have not been as high as they were at the collegiate level. He has not been able to translate it from the MAAC on to the Carolina League, but still a very effective pitcher, one who you trust to go deep into ball games, and an arm that can induce a handful of swing and misses on any given opportunity. Take a look at the Stokes-Hodges keys to the game for the Green Jackets. Seeing red, we mentioned they're 1-2 in these red jerseys. Augusta hasn't had a ton of success in theme jerseys as a whole this year, but with Meyer getting his first chance in the BuzzFest uniforms, you never know what could happen. Adam Meyer, you always feel as though you have a chance when he's on the bump. Key number two, throw it back to the G.I. Joe days. Yo, Joe. Joe Olsowski has a career-high nine-game on-base streak. It's the longest among any active player on either roster between these two sides. Olsowski's ability to get on base at the bottom of the order has been paramount in the Green Jackets scoring runs, whether it's a win or a loss. But those victories seem to come when Olsowski's on base multiple occasions. And key number three, Blaze of Glory. Miguel Blaze, the Red Sox leadoff hitter, has started all five games. He's leading off once again today in right field for the first time. Blaze is 7-for-17 this week. Hits in all four ball games. Been on base multiple times in 3-of-4. He can set the table. He has the speed to take the extra base. But as he's shown with a pair of home runs this week, there's power up there too, and he can do damage all by his lonesome if you give him the opportunity. Blaze loves to attack the first pitch of the game. So Meyer, who has a propensity to groove those first couple as he tries to find his rhythm, will need to nibble a bit early to avoid a beginning barrel for Miguel Blaze. Cintas standings board. Salem at 18-19, trying to get back to 500 for the first time in nearly 3 weeks. The Red Sox currently fifth out of six teams in the North Division of the Carolina League. Just six games back of the tie at the top. Carolina Mudcats at 23-12. Fredericksburg Nationals at 24-13. Deadlocked at the top with the Lynchburg Hillcats four games behind. In the South, the Green Jackets at 16-20 are 3.5 games back. There are three teams with 19 wins, all right nestled against each other within a game of the top spot. Columbia, currently possessing the best record in the division, has 19-16, but the Cannonballers a half game behind, 19-17, and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, who have lost 7 of their last 10, have seeded first place. They're now third, but just a game back of the Fireflies. A lot of rain across the area Couple cancellations early in the season and early in the day across the Carolina League. But here, as the clouds attempt to part, we are ready to play some baseball. We'll send it down field side for North Columbia Elementary's performance of the national anthem. And then Saturday night baseball will be underway in the Braves BuzzFest red jerseys. The pregame rain has disappeared. Still a few clouds, but plenty of baseball opportunities to be played tonight. Green Jackets in their red Braves BuzzFest uniforms taking on the Salem Red Sox in their navy blue alternates. Noah Adcock-Howard from SRP Park, we appreciate you being with us on this Saturday evening. Adam Meyer taking the bump as the Green Jackets try to stymie the Salem Red Sox. Salem has taken three of the first four games in this contest. Salem looking to get back to 500. They would be the fifth team in the six-team North Division of the Carolina League to make it to 500, as the North has been a little bit top-heavy this season. Lineup for the Red Sox, Miguel Blaze leading off with Antonio Anderson right behind him. They've been the top two in every single ball game this week. Marvin Alcantara back in after a day off yesterday. Nelly Taylor down to fourth in the cleanup spot and playing designated hitter. Yostinson Garcia in center. Friley Encarnacion at third. Nathaniel Uten has been hitting the ball very hard his last 2 days. He's in the seventh spot, doing damage at the bottom of the order. And it's rounded out with Andy Lugo, the first baseman, and Juan Montero catching for the second time in five games. The righty Adam Meyer on the bump, seventh round pick out of the University of Oregon in 2022. First full professional season after a couple injury-plagued seasons. Meyer 1-1 with a 4.18 ERA in six starts, 28 innings, 25 strikeouts, just six walks. Good command for the righty. Opponent batting average of .271. He's been hit around on a couple occasions, especially at the end of April. Last time out went a career-high six innings, six hits, three runs, and four strikeouts, and took his first and only professional loss so far in a seven-inning game against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Meyer's sinker and slider play very well off of each other. The fastball or sinker velocity when he was in college were up to 96. This year it's been 89-91 in his first year back from Tommy John surgery and then subsequent oblique issues. Miguel Blaze is leading off. He swung at the first pitch in every ball game he's played so far this week. Blaze digs in from the right side. Meyer adjusts the belt. And we are ready to play some baseball. Meyer from the windup to start the day. And there is the first opening take of the afternoon. 91 off the inside corner. Miguel Blaze ahead 1-0. Blaze, as we mentioned, 7-for-17. Couple home runs on the week. That one just a little bit below the knees. Good run back to the outside corner, but a bit too low for Caleb George's liking. George behind the plate for the third game this week. In his first full week as a minor league umpire. 2-0 to the outside corner. George was working in the Florida Complex League before getting the call up when Dylan Reeves' previous partner, Brandon Spivak, got the call up to high A. Umpires trying to climb the ladder just like these players are. 2-1 to Blaze. Fourth consecutive sinker. There's the first swing from Miguel. Fouled away off the inside corner. Meyer, an obscenely high 19 inches of horizontal break on average with his sinker. The slider does about the same to the other way. That's nearly the width of the plate, so there is a lot of movement on both of them. 2-2. There's the first slider. It's out to right center field. Gonzalez, a late break going back, and he runs it down in the right center field gap. Gonzalez was playing that direction and is the beneficiary. A bit of a hanging slider from Adam Meyer. Blaze trying to go with the pitch, and he's out number one. As Antonio Anderson steps into the box, we'll take a look at the defense for the Braves affiliate, the Augusta Green Jackets. Kern, Gonzalez, and Grady across the outfield. Olsowski and Compton on the corners. Benitez and Sanchez up the middle with Jacob Godman catching. Anderson takes a first pitch fastball. Called a strike at the top of the zone. Sinker running out of the right hand. Has more horizontal movement than vertical, but it does have some decent drop to it as well. If you try to time up, he can throw it top or bottom. Missing low and outside with the changeup. Changeup plays around 84-86. Just enough differential to throw you off balance. Most of the changeups you'll see will come against left-handed hitters. There's the second consecutive. Goes this time with the sinker, 1-2. Anderson 2-for-15 this week with four walks and a couple RBIs. Hitting 110 on the year. Back at short for the second consecutive game. Meyer from the windup, his 1-2, swing and a miss. Not caught immediately by Godman, so he'll fire on to first, and the out is recorded. Good changeup from Adam Meyer is out number two. Caleb George, your home plate umpire, Dylan Reeves in the field. George will maybe give you a half ball off the outside corner. His zone has been fairly true to form. If anything, it's a bit tight at the bottom. Both these umpires have not had respectively low zones. Marvin Alcantara takes a first pitch sinker inside with a sinker baller on the mound in Adam Meyer. You'd like to be getting the bottom of the strike zone, but Adam induces a lot of hard ground balls and soft contact in the air with that sinker. So if he keeps it at the knees, he'll likely get some swings. Called a strike right at the knees there with the sinker on the back door. Alcantara, a day off yesterday, hitting 202 with a homer and 12 RBIs on the season. Has bounced between second, short, and an occasional trip at third base this year. Slider out in front for strike two. Alcantara pulling off.
All right, we got two
33rd game of his season in the first full year with Salem for the righty. 1-2 from Meyer. Outside, in the other batter's box, Alcantara starting the hands, but holds up wisely and plenty of time to even the count at 2-2. Meyer trying to post a 1-2-3 inning before the Green Jackets go to work against Matt Duffy. From the windup, the righty lifts and deals. Breaking ball, strike three. Alcantara can't lay off. That sweeping slider, a beauty. Back-to-back strikeouts for Adam Meyer. In a hitless first inning, Duffy taking the bump for the first time at SRP Park when we return on the Green Jacket Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets and the Braves BuzzFest jerseys. Lineup, Jace Grady and Luis Sanchez flip-flop at the top once again. So Grady leading off, Sanchez two. Compton hitting third after a day off. Diego Benitez up to the cleanup spot for the first time this season. Robert Gonzalez five. Cade Kern hitting sixth. Night off for Will Verdung. Boucher DH. Olsovsky at third and Jacob Godman behind the dish hitting ninth. They'll face the righty out of Canisius College, former Golden Griffin Matt Duffy. 3 years at Canisius, two-time All-Conference. He'll make his seventh start of the season. 1-1 record for the righty, and he misses low with a first-pitch fastball to Grady. Fastball, changeup, cutter, and slider. There's a ball on the field that has escaped the kids playing in the berm down the left field line. That'll be run down by Nathaniel Uten. But so far this year, that 1-1 record, his first professional win was in his last outing, five scoreless innings against the Columbia Fireflies. Duffy's changeup is far and away his best pitch. Grady out in front, fouls this one down the first baseline. Nice snag in the coaching box by Connor Justice, who's over there. And that was the changeup at 86. Changeup in the mid-80s. Cutter in the mid-80s as well, and the slider down towards 79. Inside corner with the changeup, 1-2. Lot of arm side movement for that changeup. Induces plenty of swings and misses, especially from left-handed hitters. 1-2 to Jace Grady. Flared down the right field line out in front, and it hooks foul into the bullpen. Changeup is a strike more often than not. You won't see a lot of strike-to-ball pitches until he gets to an 0-2, 1-2 count. Once you've shown that changeup a time or two for Duffy, then you can try to induce those swings and misses chasing off the corner. Grady guarding the plate. 1-2. At the knees and popped up in front of the pitcher. Duffy, the pitcher, is going to make the call. Nearly got ran over by Andy Lugo, but he makes the play. Don't always want your pitchers to make the catch, but it was just enough in no man's land that Duffy takes control. Uten, Garcia, and Blaze in the outfield. Encarnacion at third, Anderson short, Alcantara second, and Lugo first with Juan Montero catching. That was four consecutive changeups for Matt Duffy to start off. Jace Grady. Luis Sanchez is 1-for-16 this week after a great season or series against Myrtle Beach. He'll drop down a bunt to the third base side. Duffy double clutches and fires over a little too close to the mound, and Sanchez is set down on one pitch. Back-to-back plays made by Matt Duffy, just proving that he can field that position. Encarnacion was playing very deep at third base, so if that gets a little bit more down the line, Sanchez could likely beat that out. A little too much power, and Duffy makes a nice play despite a little bit of a second guess in that throw. Had to go back into the black glove to make sure he had a proper grip on the baseball. Two up, two down for Matt Duffy. Drew Compton checks in. Compton 2-for-10 in three games played. First pitch swinging, laces it down the left field line, but it hooks foul. Into the corner, just shy of the 330 signed in left. 330 to left, 395 to center, and 318 to right. It's a 10-foot-high fence from the left field corner to most of the way in right field. It jumps up to 25 feet high at the Taxslayer Terrace as you approach that short porch in right. Already seen one ball leave its way into the terrace this week. That was Nathaniel Uten in the ninth inning of the ball game two nights ago on Thirsty Thursday. 0-1 fastball misses high and outside. Primarily fastball changeup, and that's what we've seen so far from Duffy. Fastball 90 to 93. Infield playing Compton to pull, been a ground ball heavy diet for him the last 2 weeks, and he chases the changeup. 21 inches of horizontal movement. Nearly 2 feet from where it starts to where it finishes. Just floats in. Duffy had very high strikeout numbers in college, and it was primarily due to that change. 1-2, missing low and inside. Once he establishes the changeup, it's hard to get him off of that pitch. 2-2 on Compton, who's trying to be the first base runner for either team. Duffy, a long look in, then nods yes. From the windup, 2-2. Fouled away, Jace Grady. Started this inning off with a strikeout swinging. He had a couple foul balls to extend that AB. Compton's trying to do the same with a different result. There was the slider, the first he's shown. Trying to go back door or back foot, and Compton able to hook it towards the Red Sox dugout. 2-2 once again from the windup. Duffy in the dirt, ball three. Drew Compton runs the count full, trying to make Duffy work a little bit. Diego Benitez is on deck if it gets that far. Seventh pitch of the AB to Drew Compton. Matt Duffy has it lined down the right field corner and just foul. Dylan Reeves ducked under the baseball, then turned around, and after it had bounced, he signaled it was foul. Protecting the body as that one was aiming right at the dome of the first base umpire. About 18 inches foul down the line, and we'll do it once again. Here's number 8, Duffy against Compton in the bottom of the first. Green Jackets trying to draw themselves a base runner. Fouled away down the left field line this time. Tried to speed up the bat and then go to the fastball, and it ends up on the concourse. Compton 287 with a pair of home runs. Leads the team with 21 RBIs, one more than Jace Grady. The two switch hitters have been neck and neck at the forefront of nearly every offensive category this season. Compton's seen everything but the cutter. 3-2, fastball fouled away. Same location, high and outside to Drew Compton on back-to-back fastballs. And Drew has gone with the pitch twice. Late in the week, always good to get a pitcher's pitch count up early and see who's fresh in the bullpen. 3-2 once more. Into left field, shallow. Uton coming on. It falls in front of him. Drew Compton wins the 10-pitch war, and he's on base with a two-out single. It's a great piece of hitting from Drew Compton. Saw the changeup a handful of times, the back foot breaking ball. It's the changeup that he goes with off the outside corner, just guiding it in front of Uton for the first hit for either team. Diego Benitez, after a rough April, has started to find his rhythm in the month of May. Average has risen by 30 points in his last 10 games. Fastball just outside, as decreed by Caleb George. Two balls off the outside edge, although Montero looked to make it closer. Benitez, his second home run of the season last night in his leadoff AB against yesterday's starter. That was Blake Wehunt. 1-0 chasing the cutter there. Evens the count. Benitez pulling off on the outside corner. Duffy mixing the cutter and the slider. Slider slower with more sweep. That cutter, a very sharp pitch that he trusts greatly against right-handed hitters. 1-1. Bounced up the middle to the glove-hand side. Anderson flips it to Alcantara up the middle for the third out of the inning. Green Jackets put a man aboard with a two-out single from Drew Compton, but were scoreless after one in the early aughts of the ball game on sitcom night at SRP Park.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Adam Meyer retired the side in order in the top of the first, including back-to-back swinging strikeouts of Anderson and Alcantara. Nellie Taylor leads off the top half, and you do not need to adjust your TV settings. The Red Sox are wearing blue, and the Green Jackets are wearing red. Up is down. Dogs and cats are living together. Nothing makes sense anymore. Fouled back by Nellie Taylor. 0-1 the count on the leadoff man. Sinker began at the top of the zone, ran down towards the center. Taylor dropping the hands and just underneath it as he serves it back. Meyer calls for time, asks for a new baseball. Taylor stands loosely in the left-handed batter's box, calmly just waiting for the ball to be put back into play. Taylor's had a strong week, 4-for-11 with 4 RBIs and 3 walks. Drives this one out deep to left field. Ball's been carrying that way. Kern back towards the wall. He leaps and it's off his glove. Kern firing into second. Taylor with a diving slide is in with a leadoff double. Nearly a near highlight reel catch for Cade Kern. Went leaping up against the wall. Ball snow coning in and out of his glove. Not much of a collision with the fence. Stopped his momentum well, but just could not quite get a squeeze. Taylor on with a leadoff double. His second extra base hit of the week. Couple big swings in the at-bat from Taylor. You had a feeling he was looking to do some damage, and he did. Yostinson Garcia checks in. Garcia 0-for-7, his third game played. Takes a slider on the outside corner. Good frame from Godman. Green Jackets made 4 roster moves today, including sending Alexander Martinez back down to the FCL. So right now there's only 2 active catchers on the roster. That's Jacob Godman and Jose Marcano. Fastball hard hit to short. A diving stop by Benitez. Up with it, but can't make the throw. Kept the ball on the infield. That saved a run as Taylor can fly. Nelly Taylor had a delayed start. Gets to third. Benitez, a great effort. All for naught on the scorebook, at least. Men at first and third. 109 off the bat of Yostinson Garcia. When Meyer has ran into trouble this season, it's been with pitches like that. Rather than starting the sinker at the belt and letting it drop to the knees or below, getting those ground balls, sinker starts a little higher, comes back to the big part of the zone, and the Red Sox can do some damage. Early run chance for Fryley Encarnacion, and he chases a slider. Sliders have been the antagonist of Encarnacion's week. Been chasing a handful of breaking balls. He's 3-for-11 with 3 strikeouts. Big lead at first, 0-1, breaking ball, bounced off the plate and foul. Back-to-back sliders off the outside corner. Meyer having a good feel for that breaking ball early. Taylor at third, Garcia at first. Both have good speed, both 7 or more steals. Not bad speed with Encarnacion at the plate either. 0-2, Meyer a long hold. Front door slider, called strike 3 by Caleb George. Top of the zone, front door, it was a strike. Not necessarily where Meyer wanted it to be, but it's the third K of the night for Adam Meyer. First one looking for the Red Sox. Nathaniel Uten is 4-for-12. Over the last 2 ballgames, he's hit for the cycle. Had a home run and a double on Thursday. Last night, a single and a triple. Struck out in each of his last 2 plate appearances in yesterday's contest. First pitch slider. Just outside, Godman fumbles the transfer, but stayed close. Even with the big secondary Nelly Taylor is getting, there was no chance he was trying to come home on that one. Third base coach, looks like Ozzy Chavez, relays the signs over to Garcia at first. He's 10-for-10. Compton holding him on, trying to keep him close. And there he goes. Sinker misses outside, throw down not in time. Taylor coming back to the plate, the tag is put on. Out is the call. Benitez stepped in front of the bag, fired right back to the dish. Taylor cut down, trying to steal home. Garcia successful, Taylor not so much. Big second out, keeps it scoreless. Taylor had a gargantuan lead down the line, but had to wait to make sure the throw was going to go all the way through. There was no design play on to cut it off, but Benitez, showing some high baseball IQ, takes a step in front of the bag. Fired a bit to his arm side, but a great tag from Godman. Good defense all the way around. 2-0 fastball fouled away by Uten. Meyer still looking for that velocity. He's been 89 to 92 early. That one at the lower range of the spectrum. And the slower the sinker is, the less movement it tends to have. When he gets a good grip and can rustle it to the corners, it's usually the fastball 91-92. Meyer, by virtue of the caught stealing, still has a man in scoring position, but the ball game remains 0-0 in the top of the second with two outs. Uten ahead 2-1. Meyer picks back to second base. A close play. In fact, Yostinson Garcia went back feet first. That's a rarity. But he's in just ahead of Benitez's tag. Garcia now 11 for 11 swiping bases. Encarnacion after the strikeout, making it one out and then two. 2-1 to Uten. Guides it into center field. Gonzalez is there. Change up hammer to Gonzalez. He makes the catch. And despite back-to-back base runners to start the inning, Adam Meyer posts his second consecutive zero. Nothing in the middle of the second.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest green jacket styles available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you're looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441. Good things are happening at
SRP. Matt Duffy threw 19 pitches to four batters in the first inning, 14 of which were strikes. A 10-pitch AB for Compton was resulting in a single, but Benitez, a hard-hit fielder's choice, one batter later to keep Augusta off the board. Robert Gonzalez leading off the bottom of the second. Neon green arm sleeve on the right side, clashing with the red and blue. You can tell what he's going for. It's the mirror image of Marcelo Zuna from the left side and not quite as much pop. But still keeping the organizational respect, Gonzalez fouls the first pitch breaking ball away. Cutter coming in towards the bat. Roberts 2 for 11 with a pair of stolen bases and a pair of RBIs this week. Gonzalez's swing and miss has rocketed up the last 3 weeks, but so have the exit velocities. There's a changeup down the middle, but Gonzalez out in front. First look at Duffy's changeup, and it is a beauty. Duffy was the primary starter, two-time All-MAAC Conference with the Golden Griffins of Canisius. Was slated to transfer for his final year of eligibility over to the South Carolina Gamecocks, but never made it out of the draft. 0-2 changeup popped up into shallow center. Garcia coming on and makes the catch for out number one. Ball hung in the sky for a good while. Yostinson Garcia got a late break, but still in time with plenty of room to spare. Leadoff man retired in Cade Kern, righty out of Ohio State, is up to bat. Kern hitting 186 with a pair of home runs. Has the designation of having been the first home run hitter of the season way back in opening weekend. Chasing the cutter off the outside corner, count nothing and one. Kern showed the capability to play all over the outfield. He'll be in left today. That's where he's been most of the season so far. Occasionally in center field and a good portion in right. Cutter on the outer edge, quickly 0-2. 13th game in left for Kern, has nearly a dozen in right and a handful at DH in center as well. Slider fouled back. Kern will see at least once more. After back-to-back cutters, going to the slider, trying to see if Kern would be out in front or chase. He's able to stay alive. That was right on the edge. Duffy from the windup, breaking ball, hit hard, a short hop, glove backhand by Anderson. Had to back up, the throw was a little wide, but Lugo holds the bag. Looping line drive, Anderson almost got caught in between, whether to charge up, try to catch it in the air, or wait back. Had the short hop into the backhand of the mitt, The momentum from the play had him backpedal an extra step or two, but still had enough time to throw off the back foot and retire Cade Kern on the 6-3. Two up, two down to the second inning. Did the same thing in the first. P.O. Boucher fouls a fastball down the middle back into the netting. Boucher 1-for-9 this week, hitting .219 overall this season. Similar profile to what he did last year in his first pro season with a bit higher of an average. Changeup just missing. I believe that with the call was inside from Caleb George. Found itself right on the corner of the Hawkeye strike zone. Infield shifting towards the pole side. Outfield straight up, guarding the lines a little bit. Boucher into right field, hooking away from Blaze. He leaps and makes the catch in front of the warning track. Miguel Blaze may have thought he didn't have as much room as he did, made a jumping catch as if he was right at the wall. But another brilliant play for Blaze, and two zeros for both Meyer and Duffy so far.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires autopay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Top of the third, Red Sox 0, Green Jackets 0. A pair of hits for the Red Sox, both in the second inning. A leadoff double from Nelly Taylor. A single from Yostinson Garcia. But Taylor was caught trying to steal home on the 2-6-2 putout. A strikeout and a line out to center field, ending the threat for Salem. Adam Meyer facing Lugo, Montero, and Blaze. 8-9-1 in the order. That's three straight righties against the righty Adam Meyer. First pitch missing just outside. Andy Lugo's third game of the week. He's 2-for-8 with a pair of strikeouts. Had a triple in his last game as well. First extra base hit of his week. Fouls the sinker back. Coming in 90-91 to start this inning. Not a lengthy rest for Adam Meyer after the Green Jackets offense was set down in quick succession by Matt Duffy. Boucher with a nice drive out towards the short porch, but a leaping catch by Miguel Blaze put away any thoughts of extra bases. 1-1 sinker out to center field. Robert Gonzalez over to his right makes the catch. One up, one down.
Now batting for the Red Sox, catcher number 8, Juan Montero.
Last man to face Meyer, Juan Montero. Catcher was 0-for-3 in his only game played. Montero got the start on Thursday. He's hitting .188 this season. Three healthy catchers on the roster for Salem. All working by committee now after an injury to Johanfran Garcia, who was the primary backstop. Garcia placed on the full season injured list on May 8th. Since then, it's been McElveny, Montero, and Valoria all fighting for reps and trying to see who's going to take the lion's share of those opportunities. Montero behind nothing and two. Back-to-back sinkers, one out, one in from Meyer. His ability to work both sides of the plate when he's on, that's been the key separator in what kind of outing you're going to see from Adam Meyer. Meyer shakes once, rolls through the signs with Godman, lifts, and delivers a swing and a miss and a slider. Juan Montero strikes out. Fans are happy. Free Bo Berry biscuits. Always nice to get that early. Back-to-back batters retired to start the third. We're talking with some of the bullpen members. And as much as you'd like them to be uniquely focused on every individual hitter, with the noise and the graphics. They're fully aware of where the bow batter is, and they feel a little bit of the pressure. Miguel Blaze swinging a miss on a sinker. It was a very lighthearted conversation with LJ McDonough and Zach Austin, but McDonough made it clear. He's like, if we're in the seventh or eighth inning and they haven't struck out yet, all the pressure gets on the relief pitcher for one outing, one at bat of your best stuff, and see if you can get that swing and miss necessary. Ball and a strike on Blaze, who began the ball game with a line out to deep right center. Meyer from the windup, breaking ball, swing and a miss. Didn't show Blaze but one slider his first time up, and now has that off-speed pitch spinning its way to the glove side. Meyer has had good control of the slider, a bit better than the sinker. Both pitches, when they've missed, have done so in the zone. Slider out, trying to induce Blaze to chase. He would not oblige. Meyer and Duffy both waiting to see who will blink first. Miguel Blaze trying to rustle up a two-out rally. 2-2. Bounces in, 55-footer with a changeup. First right-on-right changeup of the inning. Third straight right-handed batter sent to the box by the Red Sox with a switch hitter in Antonio Anderson awaiting on deck. Full count on Miguel Blaze with two outs in the third. Jackets and Red Sox scoreless. Adam Meyer coming home. Slider. Hit hard down the left field line, but foul. A worm burner nearly taking the ankles out of the Green Jacket bullpen members. Augusta's fourth home series, so it's the fourth game of the year where they've worn these the Braves Bud Fest red jerseys, mimicking the parent club in a fourth year of the affiliation between Atlanta and Augusta. 3-2 again, swing and a miss. Got it tipped into the mitt. High sinker running in on the hands. Back-to-back strikeouts to end the third. Meyer has five punch-outs in three scoreless innings, one away from tying his career high.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with a skilled team at Wellstar, highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer, file fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
Joe Olsovsky leading off the bottom of the third. Crowd still streaking in across the concourse, the full 360 degrees, and as always on the weekends, the berm is active and ready. Kids playing all the way down. The weather a little bit dicey early in the pregame, but so far the skies starting to find a shade of blue, chasing that gray out of here on a Saturday evening. Joe Olsovsky swinging a miss on a first pitch off speed, cutter diving away from the bat at 84. Olsovsky 2-for-12. Has a couple RBIs and a stolen base this week. Sees that one a little further out this time. Coming back door with a changeup to no avail. Duffy's allowed just one hit. Does not have a strikeout so far. But a lot of swings and misses to get him to two strike accounts. Cutter outside. Olsovsky still yet to see a fastball. Olsovsky very much a normal split guy. Lefties he hits substantially better than righties. 117 against righties, 625 against the southpaws. 2-1 pop foul down the right field line, trying to go with that cutter. It's a very visible attempt from Matt Duffy in this inning and this at bat to establish that cutter as best he can. Time is called as the ball ricocheted off the netting and back onto the field of play with a foul ball. Connor Justice has to chase it down and flip it out of play. It's Olsovsky, Godman, and Grady, 8-9-1 for the Green Jackets. Same place Salem was. Slider high, 3-2. Olsovsky's worked the count full. Green Jackets have done a dynamite job of being able to extend these ABs. Only one hit to show for it, so. Fastball called, strike three on the outside corner, and Olsovsky knew it. There is the first strikeout of the night for Matt Duffy. Showed cutter, slider, and changeup, and the only fastball Olsovsky sees, so difficult to pull the trigger. Painted on the outer edge. Jacob Godman is 0 for 9 this week, but the only time he got on base with a walk, he promptly stole both second and third. Speedy catcher getting his third start in five tries. Was splitting time with Alexander Martinez, who's now in the FCL. Got sent down, reassigned this morning as part of the wave of roster moves. There was no corresponding catcher that came up, but we expect to see one activated tomorrow. Godman open from the right side, right on right matchup for Duffy. Finds the corner or close enough to it with the cutter at the frame from Montero. Allows Caleb George to call it a strike, about a ball off the outside corner. Godman knows that call is there. He's been getting that call while catching. Fastball, same spot. From the cutter at 85 to the painted fastball at 92, running back to the middle of the plate after starting on the outside corner. Duffy settling in and using each of his four pitches well, has good control of every offering. 1-2 fastball fouled back by Godman. High and outside heater, and Godman able to stay alive. The next pitch Duffy throws will be his 40th, a very quick second inning. Keeping a neutral pace for the righty. 1-2 outside with the slider. Good take for Godman, who stayed on the ball all the way, stepping forward and just watching it into the mitt. Duffy's season high is 5 innings. He's gone there twice. Got a win last time out against Columbia, first of his pro career. Breaking ball misses low and away and not caught by Montero. It dribbles all the way to the backstop. Ball boy has to run that one down from the visiting dugout on the first base side. Godman has battled to bring the count from 1-2 to 3-2. The next pitch of the AB will be the seventh. Matt Duffy has a cutter lined into right field. Olsovsky got a late break out of the box. I'm not sure what happened. He just stopped. I think he was watching, trying to see where that ball was going to go. Ended up fair just inside the line. And Godman has to scream his way down the line for a single. Jacob Godman just going with the cutter over the head of Andy Lugo. And it hugs the line enough for a one-out base hit. Godman's first hit of the week brings it back to the top of the order for Jace Grady. Grady began the Augusta half of the day with a pop-up to the pitcher. Play was made by Matt Duffy, proving indeed that pitchers are athletes. Time is called. Oh, there's a beach ball in right center field. Good eye by Caleb George in the deepest part of the ballpark. It's a beach ball or a soft ball. Some sort of red cylinder has made its way onto the field. Long run for Yostinson Garcia to go pick that up. But there's always something new at one of these games, especially with the fans here and inactive. The first beach ball delay we've had of 2024. Light breeze blowing out towards left field. As the weather warms up, especially over the next coming weeks, this place will turn into a hitter's haven. Duffy picks over to check on Godman. Godman's back in safely. 7 for 9 stealing bases this year. Third most among catchers in the Carolina League. Grady awaits the first pitch of his second look at Duffy, who's out of the stretch for the second time. Lined into shallow center field. That will fall in front of Garcia. Godman trying to go first to third. Garcia has a great arm, and the catch is not made at third. Encarnacion tried to come up and pick the short hop, unable to do so. Godman takes a risk. It pays off. Grady with the single and advancing to second on the throw. Men at second and third, one out for Luis Sanchez. Yostinson Garcia has a phenomenal arm with Blaze and Uten also in the outfield. There's nobody that's below average in terms of arm strength for Salem. Garcia able to get behind the ball, turned and in one motion threw a strike in the direction of Encarnacion at third, but took a tweener hop. Encarnacion could not make the catch. Had he done so, Godman likely would have been cut down. First pitch to Sanchez, lined into center field over the head of Alcantara. One run scores. Grady getting the wave around as the ball is bobbled by Garcia. It's a two-run single for the Green Jackets, and Luis Sanchez motoring into second base. Grady and Godman score. Augusta on the board, 2-0. That ends the shutout streak for Duffy at 7 1/3. Three straight singles for the Green Jackets. Augusta's on top. That's the first run of the Green Jackets. Brought to you by Aiken Housing Center. Juan Montero heads out to the mound to talk with Matt Duffy. Cutter coming back towards the middle. Sanchez was jammed slightly, but still got the bat head out and able to lope it over the leaping Alcantara, who had a great vertical, got up sky high on that one, it seemed, but just a little bit short of where he needed to be to make a miraculous catch. Winston Sawyer, the manager who's coaching third base, was deep down the line at third, getting as good of a look as he could, and finally giving a late go sign for Grady after the ball got through the legs of Garcia. First pitch fastball misses outside. So that's a single for Sanchez. He gets two RBIs, and then he advances to second on the E8 from Yostinson Garcia. One ball and no strikes on Drew Compton. Compton had the only single the first time through. Takes the off-speed inside 2-0. Between Duffy today and Wehunt yesterday, it's been back-to-back starters for Salem that have been riding high after great outings for both of them against Columbia and good numbers season-long. Green Jackets have found ways to score. Grady backside hooking out towards the line. Uten makes the... No, he dropped the ball! Uten dropped the ball right in front of the warning track, and Sanchez will score from second. Talk about hearing footsteps as a wide receiver. Uten saw the wall. He just felt the presence. Got too concerned with not making contact with the fence and could not make the catch. Sanchez scores on a ball that was fully in Uten's glove before it popped right out. 3-0 Augusta. Ball's carrying that way. Compton pushing it there with all his might. We'll see how it gets scored. First pitch fastball high to Diego Benitez. Augusta with a three-run inning, taking a 3-0 lead. Adam Meyer getting some run support. That hasn't happened often. They're going to call it a double, not a routine play. So it's an RBI double for Compton. Duffy's 1-0, a cutter just outside. Diego Benitez grounded out on a fielder's choice, 6-4 up the middle. That ended inning number one. Augusta with three runs here in the bottom of the third. It all began with Godman's single at the bottom of the order. The last four men have reached with base hits. Sanchez on the ground to short. Throw is made by Anderson. Nowhere for Compton to go. Benitez retired on the 6-3. Three straight singles, then the double from Compton. Sanchez got two RBIs and then scored on Compton's double off the mitt of Nathaniel Uten. Here comes pitching coach Juan Rivera to the mound. Duffy's only thrown 17 pitches in this inning, but he's had to work. There's nobody throwing in the pen, but there is some stretching going on for Salem. Robert Gonzalez will hit after this meeting is broken up. It's now involving the entirety of the infield. Wants to make sure everybody is on the same page. Four hits all in the frame for Augusta against Salem starter Matt Duffy. Fourth round pick, spurned a transfer commitment to South Carolina. Had a couple brief outings in the FCL last season and has been one of the primary starters for Salem so far this season. First pitch changeup outside to Robert Gonzalez, who flew out to shallow center and is only at bat. Duffy had a pair of seasons in the Cape Cod League that were absolutely phenomenal. Did not allow a run in 2022 in his time in the Cape. Then came back with more experience. Fastball hammered down the right field line. Foul. Gonzalez 1-1. Both of those years came with the Bourne Braves. That second season, three starts in front of scouts, solidified his ranking as a top five round draft pick. Just a 1.88 ERA, 16 strikeouts in 14 innings, just three earned runs in that time. Gonzalez chasing upstairs, tips it back into the mitt. That high changeup is not a oft-used pitch for any arm. Not the first time Duffy has found success with it. 1-2, backside fly ball. Encarnacion drifting out towards the bullpen and makes a running catch. Ball hung up in the air. Encarnacion makes out number three. Augustus strikes first and brings home 3-2 singles from Sanchez, a double from Compton, and Augustus out in front.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you're looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Adam Meyer throwing with a lead for the first time tonight. Three scoreless innings for Adam Meyer, five strikeouts and two hits allowed. He'll see the meat of the Red Sox order, Anderson, Alcantara, and Taylor, 2-3-4, getting their second look. Antonio Anderson was the first strikeout victim of the night. Went down swinging in inning number one. First pitch swinging here, pop up into shallow left center. Grady and Gonzalez converge. Gonzalez makes the catch. One pitch, one out to start the fourth. Adam Meyer went a career-high six innings last time. Green Jackets, a bit of a depleted bullpen. Not a lot of overly fresh arms except for Zach Austin, who's really the only arm we have not seen this week. Also recently brought up Rolando Gutierrez, who can give you multiple innings out of the pen. We don't know, based on his FCL schedule, whether it'll be today or tomorrow, but you expect to see Gutierrez before the week is done. Lefty made one appearance with Augusta last year. It'll be his first look of 2024. Alcantara fouls the sinker off his foot, 1-1. Marvin Alcantara was a strikeout victim in the first, just like Anderson. Marvin 4-for-15 this week with four strikeouts. That swing and a miss for strike three in the first brought him back down to an even 200 on the average. Infield shifting on the pull side against the righty. Fastball misses outside. Alcantara remains patient. Green Jackets are 1-2 in these red uniforms and trying to bring some luck. Top of the zone, called a strike with the sinker. Alternate unis have not very much been the friend of the Green Jackets time and again. Haven't found many victories, including 0-3 in theme night jerseys like the Oat Milkers from yesterday. Slider out, ball three. Full count on Alcantara. Green Jackets will not be the Oat Milkers for the rest of the future unless that partnership with Oatly gets renewed for 2025. 3-2 hammered into left field, but right at Cade Kern. Hard hit out number two for Alcantara. Salem still has their oat milker night to get through. The Green Jackets will face the oat milkers twice more, once in Carolina in August, once in Kannapolis in July. 1-2 in the red jerseys would like to get back to 500 and prevent Salem from getting to 500 overall. First pitch slider misses outside to Nelly Taylor, who had a leadoff double in the second. Cruising his way in on a near highlight reel play from Cade Kern, who tried to make a leaping catch at the fence, and the ball just bouncing out of his mitt right before he collided. Sinker at the top of the zone does not get the call right at the letters, but Caleb George not feeling the sinker up there. Taylor, the DH tonight, has played all over the outfield this season. Sinker just in now. A couple close misses. Meyer beginning to nibble with two outs. Taylor has some speed. He was caught trying to steal home for the second out of the second inning. On the 3-0, swinging away and hammers it out to right center field. Gonzalez was shifted the other direction, but the speed of Gonzalez enables him to track that baseball down. Robert Gonzalez might not be the everyday center fielder for the future now that Isaiah Drake is back, but you have two center field caliber talents coming in this outfield.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets leading 3-0 in the bottom of the fourth. Augusta falling three times in four tries to start the week against Salem. Green Jackets have had four series splits in their last 5 6-game series. That's all they can salvage here. They cannot win the series, but back-to-back victories this weekend would make it 500. Cade Kern up the middle. What a catch! Marvin Alcantara, something out of Spider-Man, went up there and then some to make the play. Alcantara nearly missed a play like that in the third, trying to take away a base hit from Sanchez. He would not be denied twice. Leaping skyward. Takes away a base hit from Cade Kern, who's had that kind of week. P.O. Boucher is 0-for-1 with a leaping catch made on him out in right field by Miguel Blaze. Web gems abound for the Salem Red Sox. Boucher late on the fastball, 1-1. P.O.'s been in and out of the order. The Green Jackets have had a very short bench to play with the last couple weeks. It's starting to grow just a tad. Fastball out, ball two. A little bit further away, and this time Boucher doesn't give the swing. But with Isaiah Drake and Lakeir Figueroa both being activated after nearly a month on the shelf, both with hamstring issues, that'll give you a lot more depth to work with. Good slider there from Duffy, 2-2. It's not just about the talent that you bring in, although Figueroa was off to a great start, and although Drake was a little slow, you know that he has that top five round talent as a young center fielder. Slider inside, ball three. It's also the ability to rest more starters. Players like Sanchez and Olsovsky and even Boucher seem like they're in the lineup 6 days out of six in these series. Kern, Compton, Grady have each gotten maybe one day off per week. 3-2. Chop foul towards the first base line. Boucher was out in front of the changeup at the knees, but able to stay alive. mixing Figueroa into the mix in the infield where he can play second and third, and Drake as an everyday center fielder to platoon with Gonzalez is a big opportunity for Winston Sawyer. Fastball inside, ball four. P.O. Boucher draws his first time on base. That's the first walk issued tonight by Matt Duffy. Duffy, not a pitcher who gives up many free passes overall. So far this season, just five, all of which had come in the month of April. Did not walk a batter in five scoreless innings against Columbia 7 days ago. Joe Olsovsky struck out looking on a fastball outside in his only at bat. That began the third, and then the Green Jackets put four straight men on base. First pitch cutter finds the corner. Duffy, a great dot to the outside edge, and Montero makes it look as though there was never a doubt it was in the zone, even though it was about 50-50. Olsowski hitting 174 this season. Injuries have caused him to be an everyday player. Olsowski fouls away the changeup 0-2. Joe Olsowski was brought up here right when Drake and Figueroa got hurt and 2 days before they were officially placed on the injured list. Was going to platoon at second and third, but then Cam McGee went down a week later. 0-2, runner going, and then stopped. Boucher shut it down on a slide step, but the pitch was low and away in the other batter's box. Montero nearly had to do a full 180 to keep it in front. Boucher, had he gotten a jump of any kind and continued with it, likely would have had the base stolen. It would have been his sixth of the season. 1-2 on Olsovsky. Choked up a little bit, and after seeing that start and stop, Duffy picks over to check on Boucher. Nobody moving in the pen for the Red Sox. Duffy, after a lengthy third inning, looking for some expedience to get through the bottom of the fourth. 1-2 with a man at first, another pickoff over to Boucher. He's in safely, despite the fact that Lugo holds the tag on, just the extra beat in case the hand came off. It did not. That's two pickoffs. The next one is a balk unless you get him out. And it does reset if Boucher makes his way to second base or the at-bat ends. 1-2 on Olsovsky. Breaking ball, misses outside. Runner is going. Did the tag get on? No, it did not. Boucher in safely with his sixth steal of the season. Opponents are now 31 of 38 against Montero, who was caught just under 20%. Duffy went back to the slide step for the slider, missed outside. Took just enough time for Montero to gather and throw. Boucher in safely. Foul between the legs of Montero on the high changeup. Olsovsky continues to battle. On a Braves BuzzFest day, you hear the tomahawk chop going, the fans getting into it. That was part of the reason to start doing these red uniforms in the Braves BuzzFest. If you're going to be a Braves affiliate in Braves country, a lot of Green Jacket fans already were rooting for Atlanta. Just made it that much easier. And the jerseys, the chop, the tie-ins. We had the Braves road trip here yesterday with the Atlanta organization. There's been a lot of ways to keep that contingency. Boucher going to third. Breaking ball misses out. And Boucher's in with a stolen base of third. Back-to-back steals for Boucher. Took a bouncing secondary lead, got a great time up of Duffy, and there was no chance for Montero to even make the throw. Boucher has seen six pitches in this at-bat for Olsovsky with one out, and he's stolen on two of them. Infield comes in. 3-2. Line into right field, base hit. Olsovsky at first. Boucher scores from third. Green Jackets up by four. Base running, and then bat control from Olsovsky add to the lead. Olsovsky saw everything in the at-bat and got a fastball on the outer half. Deposits it over the head of Lugo. Green Jackets, a lot of barrels that have been near misses on leaping catches for the infield of Salem. Time is called. Montero goes out to talk to Duffy. This is tied for the most runs that Duffy has allowed in his professional career. It's the most earned runs already. Allowed four runs, but just one was earned in 4 1/3 against Myrtle Beach, where he took his only loss of the year. Green Jackets also have just one strikeout, which has been a piece for Duffy. His best games have been a lot of swing and miss. Caleb George breaks up the conversation. The batter will be Jacob Godman, who started the rally in the third with a single and came around to score on Sanchez's base hit. That's Olsovsky's third RBI of the week and eighth of the season. It's another reason why his name continues to be penciled in by Winston Sawyer. Defensive versatility and offensive creationism. Godman early on the breaking ball, out in front with the cut fastball. Popped out of the glove of Montero, but right at his feet, so no chance for Olsovsky to go. Olsovsky is 2 of 5 stealing bases this year. One to Godman, misses just high, able to take it. Another close miss as it continues to be a nibbling after inning for Matt Duffy. Trying to find those corners, picking at the top of the zone with off-speed pitches. The misses have been up or to the glove side. Olsovsky, a slightly bigger lead. That was recognized by Duffy. Duffy picks over unsuccessfully. Trying to control the run game. Augusta, once they get a timing on a pitcher or they get a rhythm, they'll be ultra aggressive. Augusta entering this ballgame with 65 of 83 stealing bases. Godman fouls away the changeup, coming back to the middle, 1-2. Back-to-back starts for Godman. Saw some Martinez mixed in. Martinez now in the FCL. There's Marcano available behind him. But Godman gives you good defense, especially receiving and blocking. He's far and away the best receiver we've seen here, although Harry Owen would give him a run for his money. Olsovsky going. Godman fouls it away. Change up low and inside. That's the pitch to steal on. But also it was right in the zone, and with two strikes, Godman has to protect himself first. The at-bats continue to get longer against Salem's starter. Duffy has thrown 72 pitches in 3 1/3. Runner not going, breaking ball high. Slider starting to miss up more and more often from Duffy. And there's a righty throwing in the pen for Salem. Red Sox have used nearly every arm they have available, save for Daniel Kerwin, who we believe is throwing right now, and Royman Blanco. Second pickoff attempt. 0-for-2 in retiring Olsovsky that direction, and based on what Boucher did after that came to pass, would not be a shock to see Olsovsky try to take second. He's already took off twice in this AB. Both pitches were fouled away by Godman. Everything low has been a strike. Everything high has been a ball. 2-2. Slider popped up behind second base. Alcantara out. Garcia calling him off, and Garcia, the center fielder, makes the catch while running in. Out number two of the bottom of the fourth, with the Green Jackets having a man on and a man in. Augusta has extended the lead to 4-1. Jace Grady, a single and a pop-up, 1-for-2, and time is called. Here comes Liam Carroll. Pitch counts at 75. Duffy is not going to make it through the fourth inning, it appears. Carroll takes the ball, and we have a call to the bullpen. Green Jackets knock the starter out in less than 4. We take a break on the Green Jacket Baseball Network. Augusta leading 4-0.
Premier Networks provide cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's premworx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like Saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. Tax Player. File fearlessly.
One last time for me, man.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
3 2/3 for Matt Duffy. 6 hits, a walk, a strikeout. 4 runs, 3 earned, and he's responsible for the man at first base. The new arm will be Danny Kerwin, undrafted free agent in his first full professional season. Former Rider University Bronc. Kerwin signed at the end of April after going undrafted last season. Played in the draft league both before and after with the Mahoning Valley Scrappers. Runner going on the first pitch from Kerwin. And out is the call. It's a late call from Dylan Reeves. Olsovsky can't believe it. Winston Sawyer coming out to talk to Dylan Reeves. Olsovsky is caught, so on one pitch, Kerwin gets out of the inning. Olsovsky cut down for the fourth time this season on a caught stealing. Kerwin will be facing the top of the order and Grady in the fifth. Green Jackets add to the lead, leading 4-0.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $32.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires autopay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
4-0 Green Jackets in the top of the fifth. Adam Meyer back out for inning number 5. Meyer, 49 pitches, 32 strikes. Allowed 2 hits in the second, but a caught stealing, a 2-6-2 put out at home. Cut down Nelly Taylor and kept the Red Sox off the board. Yostinson Garcia leading off the top of the fifth. 0-2-1 for the Red Sox, 4-6-0 for the Green Jackets. Lined into deep left center field. That's one hopping off the very top of the wall. Garcia cruises into second base. Gonzalez had a good beat on it, but the ball carrying that direction. And on one pitch, Garcia has his second hit and a leadoff double. Attacking a center cut sinker, another big barrel for Yostinson Garcia. He does not hit them soft very often. Leadoff man in scoring position for the second time in 5 tries. Taylor led off the second with a double, but did not score. Friley Encarnacion was cut down looking. The only backwards K of the night for Meyer in 5 total punch-outs. First pitch sinker misses outside to the righty third baseman. Encarnacion hitting 279. He's 3-for-12 this week with 4 strikeouts. Plays the corner infield and can move up the middle if necessary. Slider low and out. Good backhand stop by Godman. Friley still just 19 years old. Added to the Salem roster from the FCL on April 23rd. Shown versatility and an offensive pedigree, too. Had a fantastic series against Columbia offensively. Hits in 5 of the 6 ball games. Got on base time after time. He's ahead 3-0 here as Adam Meyer starting to lose the command a little bit, at least in this at-bat. Everything has been glove side for the righty. Encarnacion will chase that direction if you give him the opportunity, but nothing has been close enough to induce a swing. 3-0 sinker taking all the way, comes in at the knees at 89 for strike one. Meyer keeping the movement on both sinker and slider deep into this ballgame. Entering the fifth inning once again. Swing and a miss tied him up on the sinker as well. Back-to-back breaking balls not given. Instead, it's the sinker. Meyer's made it into the fifth inning four times now in seven starts, including today. Career high is six innings. There's a lot of men stretching in the bullpen for the Green Jackets, led by Zach Austin, but there's nobody actively throwing. A quick inning for Meyer here could potentially bring him out for a sixth. A long one will likely be his last. Sinker called strike three on the backside corner. Encarnacion down looking for the second at bat in a row. One on, one out for Nathaniel Uten. Uten lined out to center field to end the second. 0 for 1 after multi-hit endeavors both last night and on Thursday. Uten swinging a hot stick from the left side. Put a good charge into his only swing so far, but it was ran down by Gonzalez. First pitch popped up behind third base. Olsovsky out, Benitez out, Kern in. Kern calls and makes the catch. Garcia was about halfway between second and third. In case it dropped, he scampers back. There's no throw. The Red Sox first baseman, number five, Andy Lucco. Good job by Kern to take the authority, the former center fielder, knowing he has the right of way over the infielders going out. Also had the best angle at the baseball. Makes the catch, and back-to-back batters have been retired after the leadoff double. Salem has only stranded one man on base so far. They're looking to keep that total there and bring home the runner Garcia from second. Andy Lugo's 0 for 1. Softly hit to shortstop. Benitez has to hurry. Low glove, high throw, out number 3. Nice play by Benitez. The defense shows off and so does the pitching. Adam Meyer is through 5 scoreless innings and the Green Jackets are leading by 4, getting their first extended look at Danny Kerwin.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a member. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at Wellstar, highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster. And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Offs for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
Danny Kerwin's fourth professional outing took one pitch to get the first out. Missed outside the zone against Grady, but on the same pitch, Olsovsky was caught stealing. Grady back up getting his second look at the hard-throwing righty. Pennsylvania native coming down here and playing in the Carolina League. Kerwin slipping on the mound as he delivered the slider that missed outside. Fastball mid-90s for Kerwin. Has a breaking ball and an occasional changeup as well. Grady 1-for-2 today. Back in the leadoff spot for the third time in 5 games. 1-0, a mighty grunt on the second consecutive slider. It doesn't come back in. Kerwin, undrafted last year, was prepared to go to the independent route. He had already signed with the new Oakland Ballers Club of the Pioneer League before getting a contract. Hit to first, sliding stop by Lugo. Race to the bag. Kerwin gets there, and on the flip, Grady is retired. Nice defensive play there from Andy Lugo for out number one. But a true 2024 success story. Danny Kerwin was all set to play with Oakland's newest professional team. He was getting loose in a bullpen in the preseason. His manager got a 45-second video, had him throwing, had the radar gun up to 98. The Red Sox took notice and brought him in on a minor league contract. Luis Sanchez batting against him, and the fastball from Kerwin misses low and outside, in at 94. The ability to hit 98 is not what he will do every single time, but he's shown that he can go multiple innings and has consistent command of that fastball. 1-0 slider, check swing, but called a strike regardless. Breaking ball right on the outer edge. Kerwin was the first player in the Oakland Ballers organization's history that dates back many a month, even a couple weeks in their first year. But he was the first player to go from independent to affiliated ball. Sanchez can't connect on the breaking ball on back-to-back occurrences, 1-2. Kerwin's gone 5-plus scoreless each of his last two outings. He has not allowed a run, earned or otherwise. 7 innings in 3 games, 2 or more in each outing. He has a 1.29 ERA, just 1 run allowed. Sanchez behind 1-2. Kerwin works from the stretch, closed on the third base side of the rubber. Slider chopped away. Sanchez was out in front of it, but just got the edge of the bat to make contact. Sanchez had the 2 RBI single that put the Green Jackets on the board in the third, also has a ground out. Augusta's offense found some rhythm their second time through against Matt Duffy and chased him in the fourth. 1-2 bounced in with the off-speed at 84. Final line officially for Matt Duffy, 3 2/3 innings pitch, 6 hits, 4 runs, 3 earned, a walk and a strikeout. The only unearned run scored was Sanchez because he advanced from first to second on the E8, then scored on the double from Compton. 2-2, just missing inside. Caleb George, the home plate umpire, was on his way up out of the crouch as if he wanted to call that a strike. But the breaking ball, a backhand attempt from Caleb George's counterpart behind the dish in Juan Montero. Montero got handcuffed and did not catch it cleanly. Full count on Sanchez, has battled back, and we'll see a 7th pitch. Hard hit to shortstop, 2 bounces for Antonio Anderson. He takes a step back, slings over to first, and records the 2nd out of the inning.
For the Green Jackets, first baseman,
2 up, 2 down on back-to-back ground balls of Grady and Sanchez. Compton will attempt to elevate. Shadows not currently affecting either hitter or pitcher. All of the infield is away from the sun's glare. But left and center field are both in the sun. And because the sun sets behind the first base line, Nathaniel Uten out there will be battling the sun's rays, at least for the next inning or two. First pitch to Drew Compton. A fastball on the inside corner at 93. Uten had a difficult time on a play off the bat of Compton in his last at-bat. It was called a double. Uten looked like he was concerned with where he was in relation to the fence. That ball bounced and then hit Drew Compton. A spiked breaking ball hopped up and found Compton right on the lower back. An unorthodox way to get on, but Compton will take it. Second hit by pitch of the week for him. Bouncing in, hitting Compton. Man reaches first with 2 outs. Gives Diego Benitez a chance for his look at Kerwin. Benitez 2 ground balls to shortstop so far today. He's 0 for 2. Both have been hit hard but straight into the ground. Kerwin's first pitch fastball barreled out to center field. Garcia was playing shallow but makes his way out. And a low catch below the waist is out number 3. Good response time from Garcia. A barrel by Benitez goes off the edge and on the wayside. Adam Meyer back out to work. Green Jackets leading by 4 on a Saturday evening.
Premier Networks provide cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet.
Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Adam Meyer went 6 innings of 3-run baseball for his career high and his first ever quality start 7 days ago. Trying to do the same for the first time at home, he's threw 5 scoreless with 3 hits allowed. Meyer has struck out 6, which ties his career high, and has looked very dominant at times today. Sinker moving, slider moving. You can tell a guy is making hitters uncomfortable when he's able to miss down the middle and get takes or half-hearted swings. Meyer's done that on a couple of occasions, and we saw that from Salem starters on both Wednesday and Thursday. Trenor O'Donnell went 5 perfect innings on Thursday, had a lot of that, and JoJo Ingracia 2 2/3 hitless on Wednesday. First pitch to Montero, a slider on the inside corner, a late swing from Montero. He's behind 0-1. Juan's 0-4, his second game played of the week. All 3 catchers have rotated for Liam Carroll's lineup, fouled back, and none of them have played anywhere but behind the dish. Sometimes you'll see a catcher, especially if they have a nice offensive profile, make their way into a DH role or play some first base, give your everyday first baseman a spell or two, but that's not been the case. All 3 of these guys are defensive first behind the dish. 0-2 to Montero, misses low. A rare changeup from Meyer, just reminding everybody that that's still in the pocket. Ball and 2 strikes on the 9-hitter with Blaze and Anderson set to follow. Slider tipped into the mitt, strike 3. Adam Meyer has a new career high in strikeouts. He's got 7 on the day. Through 5 1/3, Meyer will now see the top of the order for the third time. There's nobody in the pen right now, but Will Silva and Zach Austin are both walking that direction. Silva chatting it up with third base coach Ozzy Chavez over there. Breaking ball misses inside. Austin, we believe, will be the first one out. Silva is rested as well. Newcomer Rolando Gutierrez could be a factor this weekend, too. 1-0 to Blaze. Sinker down the heart of the zone. There's another one that's right down the middle and is taken by a hitter who does not do so very often. Blaze loves to ambush those type of pitches, but couldn't pull the trigger on the sinker. 1-1. Now he's overzealous and chases a changeup. The combination of Meyer and Godman, in conjunction with Elvin Nina, the pitching coach, and Lyle Finks to have provided the scouting report, they've been able to keep all 9 hitters off balance with the exception of Yostinson Garcia, who's 2-for-2. Blaze a line out to center and a strikeout swinging. Meyer's 1-2 pitch. Slider softly hit to third. Olsovsky waits back and has time for out number 2. 2 up, 2 down in this inning. Meyer has retired 5 straight after the leadoff double to start the 5th from Yostinson Garcia. Garcia has solved the puzzle that is Adam Meyer, but nobody else really has today. Antonio Anderson has a strikeout and a flyout to center field. He's 0-for-2 from the left side. Switch hitting shortstop, takes a sinker below the knees. Meyer's fastball velocity has also hung around a lot longer than it traditionally does. Usually by the time he's in the fifth and sixth innings, there's a lot more registers on the radar gun below 90 than we've seen. Changeup misses low at 82. 2-0 on Antonio Anderson. Hitting just 108 this season, but a very patient hitter. Anderson, 27 walks on the season in 32 games played. His on-base percentage is at 280 entering today. 2-0 to Anderson, a mighty cut, and he's unable to come up with anything. Anderson, in his prep ranks, time at North Atlanta High School and in the draft circuit, showed off plus raw power, but as of yet in his pro career, it has not quite translated to in-game. Tips that one off of Godman. Wore that one off the protective gear. Count goes 2-2. Meyer showing the changeup more here in this sixth inning. Trying to go six shutout for the first time in his career. Austin and McDonough stretching in the bullpen. Meyer, well, next pitch he throws will be number 71. 70 pitches for Adam Meyer. That's around where he usually stops. 2-2 from the righty coming to Antonio Anderson. Breaking ball. Called strike three on the outside corner. Two punch outs in the inning. Meyer has eight on the day. Six scoreless frames for the starter in the best outing of his young career.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest green jacket styles available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening. At SRP, all loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441. Good things are happening at
SRP. Danny Kerwin worked around a two-out hit-by-pitch to retire Benitez on a screaming line drive and leave a man at first base. Green Jackets leading 4-0, held off the scoreboard for the first time since the second in the first inning of work for Kerwin. Robert Gonzalez leading off the bottom of the sixth inning. Takes a first-pitch fastball outside, started the hands but holds back just in the nick of time. No appeal necessary from Caleb George. He said he saw the call perfectly himself. 1-0 slider. This one finds the outside corner. Green Jackets do have a righty throwing in the pen. It's Zach Austin getting loose as Meyer has tied his career high with six innings, and he's gone scoreless for the first time. 1-1 on Gonzalez from Danny Kerwin. Top of the zone, called a strike. Breaking ball at 88 up and outside. Able to find the corner. Gonzalez with three straight takes is in a hole. Robert, a fly out to center, a pop up to third, trying to get some offense going and add to this lead. Salem's been a great late inning scoring team. Chop towards first and foul. Gonzalez never leaves the batter's box. I believe he thought that he got a hit that chopped it off his foot and then rolled that way. There was no initial indication that that was true, but it rolled foul anyway. Ball and two strikes. The target is very high. Kerwin from the closed stance brings the fastball home for strike three. First strikeout of the day for Danny Kerwin. And the Ryder product knocks down Gonzalez. Roberts out for out number one. Cade Kern has a ground out to short and a liner up the middle where he was denied a base hit on a brilliant catch from Marvin Alcantara. Was a great swing, triple-digit exit, velo, everything you could ask for, except it needed just a few more inches to get past the vertical of Marvin. First pitch misses high and inside on the arm side fastball to Cade Kern. Kern went through an inning and two-thirds so far. His career high is three. Was a third-team All-American his final year at Ryder, but did not pick up a full pro contract until beginning of 2024, outside ball two. Parts of five seasons with the Bronx. His final year was spent as the closer for Ryder, who made an impactful run through the MAAC conference. Slider on the outside corner, 2-1. 7-2 in 25 appearances with an incredible 14 saves. Was one of the best closers at the Division I level, regardless of school or conference. 2-1 to Kern, foul back right over our head and out of play. Kerwin was the conference reliever of the year, two-time third-team All-American, both the ABCAA and the Collegiate Baseball Sporting News, and a first-team All-Region. Honors just popped up one after the next. Kern swinging a miss on a slider. Back-to-back strikeouts in the bottom of the sixth for Danny Kerwin.
Designated hitter,
Boucher looking to be the first man to reach base in this inning, and the first one to knock a hit off of Danny Kerwin, who has been very difficult to overcome so far. Salem seems as though they might have struck gold with this Red Sox signing. Kerwin has looked every bit the part in his first pro season. Boucher takes a breaking ball that nearly got both ankles, somehow split between the two and bounced away. Pio, a walk, two steals, and a run scored in the fourth. Bought some insurance for the Green Jackets, adding it to the lead, making it 4-0. Pulls off of the slider to bring the count 1-1. Breaking ball very sharp, not a ton of dive, but quick spin, tight spin, and tunnels well with the fastball. Kerwin's 1-1 to Boucher, misses outside. Pierre Boucher has been a culprit of chasing fastballs up and out, but that one a little too far in both directions. Austin is moving in the Green Jacket pen with enough intensity. We believe that he'll have the seventh. 2-1 waiting Boucher. Flared down the left field line against the shift, but it quickly hooks foul. Ends up on the berm near the kids' play. Two balls and two strikes on Boucher as Kerwin looks to punch out the side in order. Boucher asking questions of home plate umpire Caleb George whether that would have been a strike or not that he swung on and fouled away. It was right on the edge of the outer reach. Red Sox looking for the second consecutive zero defensively. Slider, check swing, appeal to first, and he did not go. Dylan Reeves, a bit of a delay on his call, but emphatic with the spread arms. Count goes full on Boucher. Joe Olsovsky is next. Outfield playing shallow with the exception of Blaze, who's the deepest of the three in right field. Infield on the pole side. Payoff pitch. Outside ball four. Good take from Boucher. He walks for the second consecutive at bat. Boucher had a pair of steals. Got him to second and third at the tail end of the day against Matt Duffy. Had good timing against the starter. Just the second base runner allowed by Kerwin. None have been hits. And Compton not much of a threat to go, so we'll see what his timing looks like right here. Olsovsky 1-for-2 with an RBI single. There's the first pickoff move. It's a wide throw. Lugo comes hopping off the bag to make the catch. There has been one caught stealing. It was the first batter and only pitch thrown by Danny Kerwin in the fourth inning. Olsovsky got on, tried to steal on the first pitch, and a great throw from Juan Montero cut him down on a bang-bang play. Olsovsky chases a first pitch slider outside. Salem looking to hold the line here. A win today for the Red Sox would guarantee the series victory, would also guarantee their first win in terms of a series against an interdivisional opponent. Same pitch a bit further out, and this time Olsovsky denies the opportunity. Third straight game in series against the Southern Division team for Salem. They hosted Myrtle Beach 2 weeks ago and were in Columbia last week. Went 3-3 in both. Boucher going. Breaking ball gets past the catcher. Boucher did not get a good turnaround second. He stuttered to a stop standing and then couldn't accelerate in time. Montero was hustling back towards the padding in case Boucher indeed tried to go. He was off on the pitch, so it's Boucher's third steal of the game. That's the highest in one ball game in his career. Boucher is now 8-for-9 this year. Time is called. It's the first time a man has been on second base for Danny Kerwin. So Montero goes out to make sure they have the signs. We saw that yesterday with McElfany behind the plate. Connor Steinbaugh and CJ Wines both couldn't get on the same page the way that they wanted to, and it's an even bigger problem on Thursday. Noah Dean had a couple different wild pitches that brought home green jackets when he was working with the catcher behind the plate, and that was Montero as well. Two balls and a strike on Olsovsky with two outs. A man in scoring position, and now Blaze will play a little bit more shallow. Garcia shallow in center as well, backs up a bit now. Uten the only man still in the sunlight. Olsovsky an RBI already. Boucher a big lead at second, being held on by Alcantara, who now steps away. Slider high, ball three. Two out walks can kill you if you let them. Kerwin giving a free pass after back-to-back strikeouts to start the sixth to Boucher. Boucher got the steal of second. Now 3-1 on Olsovsky. Kerwin fires a breaking ball right down the middle. Stands Olsovsky up a little bit with a sharp break. Came from the inside corner to the center. Count has gone full. Olsovsky has swung at one of the five pitches he's seen. Four straight takes for the third baseman from John Carroll. Payoff pitch from Kerwin. In the dirt, ball four. Went to the slider, but it never threatened the zone. Back-to-back free passes at the bottom of the order for Boucher and Olsovsky. Jacob Godman trying to extend the inning. A single and a flyout on his day. 1-for-2 for the catcher. Not first and third. That's generally when you see catcher signs, but nevertheless, Montero pops in front of home plate. Relays the information from the dugout to the infielders with a series of hand signs and body touches. See if that results in some sort of pickoff play of Boucher. Nobody holding Olsovsky on at first. He's got a huge lead. Slider misses low and outside. Godman starts the hands but stops in time. Godman 1-for-2 today and 1-for-11 this week. Hitting 183 now as the primary catcher for the Green Jackets. Nobody spent more time behind the dish than Jacob has. Kerwin's 1-0. Slider low and away. Steady diet of those breaking balls for better or for worse. But not getting as many chases right now for Kerwin. The Green Jackets offense is starting to recognize the tendencies, and now there's a righty moving quickly for the Red Sox. Looks like Royman Blanco. 2-0 with two aboard. Kerwin a long look back at Boucher. Fastball inside. Overcorrection with the heater just off the corner. Took a little bit off that one as well. Maybe a two-seam fastball coming in at 89. 3-0 on Godman. Godman's patient regardless of the count. And after back-to-back walks, it would be a big surprise to see him swing it. Takes outside, ball four. Three straight free passes to the bottom of the order. Boucher, Olsovsky, Godman, 7-8-9. All draw walks to load the bases with two outs for Jace Grady. Grady began the inning with a ground out to first in the fifth. Time is called. It'll be the pitching coach, Juan Rivera, to gather the infield. Green Jackets fans chopping on a Braves BuzzFest Saturday. We had oat milkers last night, so that pushed the Friday Reds back to today. Might have Friday Reds turn into Sunday Reds next week from what we've heard, because there are the chances of moving some things around as part of the Memorial Day weekend celebration. Boucher at third, Olsovsky second, Godman first. The bases are loaded with two outs, and all three of them walked. Sixth batter of the inning, and none of them have put a ball in play. Gonzalez and Kern struck out to start the frame. We'll see if Chavez or Rivera provided the answers at the pitcher's meeting. Grady's one for three. Takes the first pitch, fastball called a strike off the outside corner. A ball and a half off the outer edge. That's the furthest outside the traditional zone that Caleb George has extended and called a strike. Big leads at every square bag. Grady's one for three, trying to add to the total. Takes outside, able to leave it alone. Change up with a good deal of movement. Forces Kerwin to go back and grab the rosin bag as he tries to reapply some grip. Zach Austin had stopped throwing. Now he begins to resume a light toss. Grady, the leadoff man tonight, in a 1-1 count against Danny Kerwin. Good slider ties up Jace Grady. He's over top of the breaking ball. It's 1-2. Big cut from Jace on the back foot slider. Kerwin's one strike away from getting out of this unscathed. Back-to-back strikeouts and then walking the bases loaded. He's made it interesting, if nothing else, in the bottom of the sixth. 1-2. Driven out to center field. Garcia chasing back towards the track. It's off the wall. And one run, two run, three runs are going to score. A bases-clearing double for Jace Grady. Hanging slider, Grady didn't miss it. Bounces once on the track and hits off the very top of the wall. Three RBIs for Jace Grady, and the Green Jackets lead by a touchdown. Kerwin's first runs given up in his last three outings. And here comes Liam Carroll. Two out walks, a reliever's kryptonite. And all three of them come around to score. Grady clears the bags. Kerwin's day is done. Turning it over to the bullpen to face Luis Sanchez when we come back.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Beating them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires autopay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Francis Hernandez gets the call. Second time in 3 days we've seen Francis take a turn. Worked one inning in the loss on Thursday, two hits, two runs. Both of them were earned. Had four strikeouts in that inning, including a drop third strike. Jace Grady with a three-run double to deep center field, clearing the bases, unloaded in one swing. Luis Sanchez is one for three with a two-run single. Hernandez 0 for 3 on the year. First pitch misses high and outside. Trying to float that one in on the changeup. And slowed the arm down a tad too much. An 8.72 ERA for Francis Hernandez. Has shown the ability to go multiple innings in every outing. Outside ball two. Sanchez being patient. Green Jackets have now walked four times, including three against Kerwin. Line is still open for Kerwin as he's responsible for Jace Grady at second. That's his run. Sanchez lines it down the right field corner, but it hooks foul towards the Red Sox bullpen. Strike one is a nice barrel for Sanchez, but he can't keep it inside the lines. Pair of ground balls for Sanchez. He's had the most success game after game when he goes to the backside. His two-run single was right over the second baseman's head. The ability to take outside fastballs or breaking balls from righties and just deposit them into the gap has made him invaluable at the top of the order. Fastball high, ball three. First base is open. A walk would bring Drew Compton to the dish and would be the eighth man to hit this inning. Augusta leading 7-0, the largest lead by either team this week. Grady a sizable lead. Alcantara checking in. Hernandez doesn't even look back. Ball four in the dirt. Fourth walk of the inning. Men at first and second in the sixth inning with three runs home for Compton, who's 2-for-2. Compton's been on base three times, a single, a double, and a hit by pitch. Two home runs, 22 RBIs this season for Drew Compton. With Grady's swing, he brought home RBIs 21, 22, and 23 to overtake Compton for the team lead. Two runners with speed at second and first, Grady and Sanchez. Compton trying to stay perfect in his on-base percentage. Fastball misses high, a back pick from Montero to second base. Grady had a bouncing secondary, but not going anywhere. He's ahead of the tag, came in from Antonio Anderson, who just had to check on him. Infield straight up, outfield playing deep. Normal shift for the center and left fielders. Right fielder a bit closer to the line than he usually is. 1-0 fastball, called a strike right at the top of the zone. Brought back in with good movement on the two-seam fastball at 87. Green Jackets have given all the run support they could to Adam Meyer, who responded with six scoreless innings on the mound. Compton fouls that one away. 1-2. Zach Austin's been up and down. He liable to have the seventh. Green Jackets have scored three, trying to move to 2-2 in these red jerseys against the Red Sox, who are in the navy and red. Looking for the second win in 3 days against Salem. 1-2 to Compton. Into right field, past the glove of Alcantara. They'll send Grady to the plate. The throw is not cut off. The tag is applied. Out, Jace Grady. Blaze comes up firing for his second outfield assist of the week. But Augusta puts up three more runs. Compton has three hits. Grady clears the bases. Zach Austin coming on to throw the seventh.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month. Wow. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Only one way to describe the starter, Adam Meyer, tonight. Legend. Wait for it. Derry. Six scoreless innings for the righty, ties his career high. Second consecutive quality start with a career high 8 strikeouts. Meyer didn't walk a batter or allow a run, and he flips it over to Zach Austin. 8th appearance for the righty out of Central Florida. 10 2/3 innings pitched, a 4.22 ERA with 11 strikeouts but 14 walks. Command has been the key for the righty in the Georgia 8-1-1 call to the bullpen. First man to face him is Marvin Alcantara. Cutter misses low, ball one. Fastball, cutter, and slider for Zach Austin. Just about everything he throws moves. Fastball with a little bit of arm side run, the cutter to the glove side, and the slider even more so. Alcantara, strikeout and a line out to left field. Pops this one out of play, 1-1. Austin's four-seam fastball sits 93-94. The cutter is 91-93, and the slider 89-90. Everything similar to each other. It's finding the consistency with the release for the former two-way. Pitch misses low with the four-seam, 2-1. Alcantara, Taylor, and Yostinson Garcia, part of the order due up for Salem, now chasing a 7-run deficit. Augusta finding their only hit against Danny Kerwin, but it was a 3-run double from Grady. Ties him up on the inside corner, 2-2. 3 walks with 2 outs to the 7, 8, and 9 hitters. And then the leadoff man Grady shows why he's at the top. Burns the center fielder Garcia. Yostinson was playing very shallow and couldn't get there on the double. On the ground up the middle, Luis Sanchez, the second baseman, shifts to the other side of the bag and makes the catch. 4-3 to the third base side of second. As far into the shift as you can still legally go. Alcantara, an 0-for-3 day. Take a look across the scoreboard today for the Carolina League. Delmarva beating Lynchburg in the top of the fourth, 4-3. There's been a lot of on and off weather out there in Lynchburg, but they're able to get the game in today. Down east in Carolina, not so lucky. Wood Ducks and Mudcats got rained out early. First pitch fastball to Nellie Taylor, in on the hands, a check swing, fouled back. River Dogs beating the Fireflies 6-4. Columbia does have 2 on and less than 2 outs in the bottom of the 7th. Fireflies have had a good week against Charleston. They now stand in sole possession of first place for the first time this year. Austin from the stretch, 0-1, misses. No, it found the corner. A ball off the outside edge. A late call from Caleb George. Up to 95, hardest pitch of the day. Spinning its way with the heater towards the outer edge, or at least close enough. Taylor shaking his head as he digs back into the box. Infield move to the pole side, reverse of what they had with the righty. 0-2, slider, strike 3. Zach Austin, a beautiful breaking ball, 2 up, 2 down. Fools Taylor for his first punch out of the day. Yostinson Garcia has been on base twice. He's the only man to have that designation today. He's also the last man to reach. 8 straight batters set down between Meyer and Austin since Garcia had a leadoff double in the 5th. Into the top of the 7th with the Green Jackets leading the Red Sox 7-0. Garcia hitting 286 this year. Takes a fastball out. No runs, 3 hits, an error for Salem. They've left on 2. Green Jackets 7 run, 8 hits, no errors. They've left on 5 and could have had more, but Grady was cut down trying to score on a hard ground ball off the bat of Compton with 2 outs in the bottom of the 6th. Cutter fouled back at 93. Myrtle Beach beating Fredericksburg 8-4 in the top of the 8th. Pelicans have started to get on a nice little roll. They found an offensive rhythm, and the pitching staff has been substantially better than they were in the month of April. 1-1 fouled back off the facing of the sweeps. That'll wake you up a little bit. Open some eyes over there as it rattles around. Fayetteville and Kannapolis currently in a weather delay, but the Woodpeckers are leading 2-0. Kannapolis comes here on Tuesday, and then we go see Fayetteville a week after that. Green Jackets trying to get themselves a little further up the standings board. 1-2, slider on the inner half, fouled away. Garcia able to pull the hands in time. Green Jackets will get their first full inning look of the day at Francis Hernandez, who faced 2 batters, gave up a walk and a single, but the out at the plate got him out of the inning. 1-2 once again from Zach Austin. Breaking ball in the dirt. Check swing. Appeal over to first. Not going to get one. Spun the slider in a bit too far. Breaking ball with high spin up to 90. If Austin finds his command, there's a lot to dream about when you have three pitches that are all tough to pick up, all look the same out of the hand, and everything has decent velocity. 2-2 to Garcia. Fastball misses low. Count goes full. That was 96 for Zach Austin. Leaning more on his true four-seam fastball today than we've seen in games past, and the velocity is higher as a result. Instead of trying to drop in the cutter time and again, it's been the fastball challenging hitter successfully. 3-2, popped up out of play. Went to the cutter right on cue, of course, and Garcia spoils it away. Garcia, a single, a double, and a stolen base. Been a good day for him after a slow start to the week. Augusta looking for their second win in five tries against Salem. Have a 7-run lead to do so in the final frames. Swing and a miss on the slider. Breaking ball on the inner half. Knots up Garcia. Back-to-back punch outs in a 1-2-3 inning for Zach Austin. Time to stretch at SRP Park. Green Jackets leading by 7 on a beautiful Saturday at the game.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet Ula!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Bottom seven. Great crowd engaged in having a good ball game to watch. At least if they're the Green Jackets faithful. Nice moment in between innings. SRP Park recognizing the local Harlem High School Bulldogs just across the river, who won their second straight state championship in the Georgia High School Association. Coach Jimmy Lewis still doing it after almost 40 years and continues to find his wins. Diego Benitez takes a fastball below the knees to start out the bottom of the seventh. Augusta picking up 3 in the sixth, and they now lead 7-0. Green Jackets scoring the most they have in a ballgame all week. 1-0 to Benitez. He pulls through on the off-speed. Looked like the cutter spinning to the outside corner. Benitez 0-for-3. 2 ground outs and a line out to center field. 148 on the year, but substantially better in the month of May. Unable to connect with the cutter, 1-2. Green Jackets trying to keep the foot on the pedal. There's no mercy rule or anything, but just building momentum into tomorrow. See if you can give Garrett Bauman some run support when they take on Elmer Rodriguez Cruz. Number 30 prospect in the system, out of the top 30. Will be the Sunday starter against Bauman with some rain in the forecast. We're supposed to start at 1:30. Keep an eye on that. Obviously, Green Jackets social media will stay abreast of that no matter what. 2-2, called strike 3. Slider spins in. Benitez can't pull the trigger. First strikeout of the night for Hernandez. Backwards K for Hernandez 2. Benitez brings Robert Gonzalez to the plate. Robert's 0-for-3. Struck out swinging to start the sixth. He'll get his first look at Hernandez. Bounces in, and that hit him on the back ankle. There have been 2 hit by pitches in this ball game by Red Sox relievers, and both of them have hit lefties on the bounce. Tried to pull the fastball and just yanked it to the glove side. Gonzalez is on with a hit by pitch. They all count the same. And the ricochet shot, maybe it took a little bit of the velocity off of it. Right around an exposed ankle, feels like a razor scooter to the shin. Just not something you want to feel if you can avoid it. One on, one out for Cade Kern, who's 0-for-3. Kern takes a high fastball. A couple hard hit balls for Cade Kern tonight. Still looking for his first positive result. Gonzalez not being held on at first. Up 7. I suppose they've just given up on that. Cutter spun towards the first baseman who was playing way over to the hole. Shortstop for 1 to return to the pitcher. He held the bag. It's a 3-6-1 double play. Cade Kern retired on the twin killing. And Gonzalez's hit by pitch is erased. Very short inning for Hernandez, and we head to the 8th.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Zach Austin went 3-up, 3-down with a pair of strikeouts, and he's got the 8th as well. Looking to build on a good start to his day. Trying to have his second outing in 8 tries this season, in which he goes multiple frames. Austin facing Encarnacion, Uten, and Lugo, 6-7-8 in the Salem order. It'll be a very new-look lineup tomorrow. With Drake and Figueroa being activated off the IL today, it'll be interesting to see how Winston Sawyer stacks his starting 9. First pitch fastball misses high against Friley Encarnacion, who was struck out looking twice. Austin always working out of the stretch, holds the red glove at chest level, and then misses low and outside with the cutter. Austin was up to 96 in his first inning of work. Has been in the low to mid-90s so far in warm-ups and in the first 2 pitches of inning number 8. Encarnacion ahead in the count. Chops it to Benitez at short. Big bounce onto the grass. Has to get rid of it. Long stretch for Compton. Safe is the call. A bang-bang play on a big bouncer hammered right into the grass. Should be an infield single. Benitez did everything he could, but an awkward play having to throw off his back foot puts Encarnacion on base for the first time. Leadoff batter on for the second time in the last 6 frames and first since the 5th inning. Nathaniel Uten swinging from the left side takes a fastball low. Uten a line out and a pop up, 1 to center, 1 to left. In danger of breaking an early 3-game hitting streak in the week. Not holding the runner on at first, chopped up the middle. Benitez snares it. Only play is at first. He crosses the bag and fires. Gets out number 1. Momentum of the play took Benitez past second base, and Sanchez couldn't get to second without running through Friley Encarnacion, so that'll be a 6-3 put out and advancement of the runner. Jacob Godman out to talk with Zach Austin, make sure they know the signs with a runner at second base. It's been a constant form of communication for both teams' batteries. That's been a worry for both of these programs, apparently. Andy Lugo has a fly out to center and a ground out to short. He's 0 for 2. Red Sox, third time they've had a man in scoring position. Every inning in which they've put a man on base, they've had that man get into scoring position, but they have not been able to score him in the first two tries. Green Jackets leading by 7. Shut out the Red Sox through 7 1/3. Fastball misses low and away. Austin digging on the rubber, trying to will his way to another 0. Lugo at first base today has played second, third, left, right, and DH in addition to playing first this season, all over the diamond. Just keep getting his bat in the lineup. Entered the day hitting 270 with 8 RBIs. Was impressive to start his pro career, but missed all of last year with an injury. Chop towards third, foul. Olsovsky doesn't catch it clean, but it doesn't matter. It was on the wrong side of the foul line as it is. Lugo had a quad strain last year, didn't play in the FCL at all. Was fantastic in the Dominican Summer League back in 2022. A low-risk prospect, was far and away from being one of the top bonuses. Barely counting against the pool overall, but signed in July of 2021, came to the DSL in 22, and hit 318 with 30 RBIs, the most on that 2022 DSL Sox roster. That hitting prowess inspired the Red Sox organization to push him past the Florida Complex League and come straight here to begin 2024. 2-1 inside with a fastball at 92. Nobody throwing for the Green Jackets in the bullpen. As long as Austin doesn't develop severe fatigue, you have enough of a cushion that he can work his way in and out of danger as he so pleases. Big lead at second, not going anywhere. Pitch misses low. First walk of the night issued by the Green Jackets. Lugo at first, Encarnacion at second with one away. Nine-hitter Juan Montero trying to put a ball in play for the first time this afternoon. Two strikeouts, both swinging. Austin takes a look back at second. Sanchez holding the runner on. Healthy cut from Montero on a cutter. He comes up empty and the helmet nearly came off. Montero digs in from the right side, holds the hands high with the gold batting gloves behind the right ear. Fastball misses low. Godman a back pick to second, not in time. Big lead for Encarnacion. He almost paid the price. It was a roundabout way for Montero to get to his professional career. He's from Ponce, Puerto Rico, which made him eligible to be selected in the MLB draft. And he was committed to play junior college ball at Kansas City, Kansas Community College. Didn't get drafted in the shortened MLB draft in 2020 that went from 40 rounds to 5. Pitch misses low, ball 2. But then signed in the international free agent late in the signing period. Just a few days after the draft, he went to the international free agency. Was the top-ranked catcher in 2020 for the territory of Puerto Rico. Swing and a miss on the cutter, just bending Montero backwards. Didn't know what to make of that cut fastball, and that's the effect that Zach Austin can have. 93, just diving in and around the zone. 2-2 on Montero with 2 aboard and 1 away in the top of the 8th. Red Sox looking to get on the board for the first time. Still scoreless through 7 1/3. Austin, a deep breath, 2-2. Misses low to run the count full. All right, let's go. Burning the fastball in there at 95 unsuccessfully. Yeah, baby. Austin's thrown 31 pitches and 16 of them have been strikes. So right around the 50% mark where he so often is. Huge lead at second. 3-2, ball 4. Fastball outside, back-to-back walks to Lugo and Montero. Base is loaded for the top of the order. Miguel Blaze is one swing away from putting Salem right back in this ballgame. 2 walks in a single. And here comes Elvin Nina. Pitching coach jogs his way out along with Jacob Godman. looking to settle down Zach Austin. Austin had great command in his first three batters faced, retired the side in the seventh with a pair of strikeouts. Single from Friley Encarnacion on a hard hit ground ball that Benitez did his best to make a play on, but came up unsuccessfully, an infield single. Then after inducing a ground ball from Uten, back-to-back walks issued to the 8 and 9 hitters. Caleb George checks out to break up the talk. Elvenina always loves to run to the very end of his rope allotted by the umpires. Look at the Braves organization scoreboard. High A Rome got canceled. They were supposed to continue yesterday's canceled game and have a doubleheader. Game got suspended in the top of the second in game one of the doubleheader, and game two canceled outright. Ugly three-quarter swing from Miguel Blaze on the cutter at 95. Blaze 0 for 3. Double A Mississippi trailing 2-0 against Biloxi in the top of the fourth, with Biloxi threatening for more. 0-1 from Austin. The cutter again. Blaze, nothing but air. Back-to-back strikes swinging on good pitches, good cutters. Coming in from Zach Austin. High spin, high velocity. Encarnacion at third. Lugo at second. Montero at first. The 0-2 to Blaze. Into left field for a base hit. That will tuck itself into the corner. Two runs scoring. Montero coming right behind. He'll be sent to the plate. Benitez will not make a relay throw. It's a bases-clearing double for Miguel Blaze. There goes the shutout, and Salem is right back in this ballgame. 16 RBIs on the year now for Blaze. He has 5 on the week. Hanging slider after back-to-back cutters. That's the one place that breaking ball couldn't go, and Blaze makes him pay. Lugo and Encarnacion got a bit of a late break, just making sure it got past the third baseman, Olsovsky. Montero saw it all the way and scored all the way from first base without a throw. Cutter misses in ball one to Antonio Anderson. 3 earned runs charged with just 1 out in the inning so far for Zach Austin. Blaze at second, being held on a bit more severely now with a 7-run lead evaporating to 4. 2 balls, no strikes on Antonio Anderson. 2 strikeouts and a fly out to center. There's a righty throwing for the Green Jackets. Austin's 2-0 finds the corner. Brings the cutter back in towards the center of the zone. Looks like it's LJ McDonough getting loose once again. Leads the team in appearances with 10. Austin's 2-1 delivery outside with the sinking fastball, ball 3. Anderson's a patient hitter. A walk would be the fourth of the inning for Zach Austin. Haven't seen McDonough since he worked 2 innings out of the bullpen on Tuesday, so he's very well rested. Fastball, 93, cutter on the outer edge. Count goes full. Anderson continues to take. Green Jackets will have Boucher, Olsovsky, and Godman, the bottom 3 in the order, due up. Hernandez has had a lot of time off, just sitting and regaining any stamina. Ball 4 in the dirt. Austin stumbled his way off the mound. Five of 6 men have reached in this 8th inning, and the 3 of the last 4 have walked. Lugo walk, Montero walk, Blaze an 0-2 double into left field, scored 3 runs, and then Anderson gets himself on base with a walk, and now the tying run is on deck. Still just 1 out. Only out in the inning came from Nathaniel Uten. Big swing from Alcantara, nothing but air. Cutter 0-1. McDonough getting going quickly now. Green Jackets need 5 more outs to hold on to a win. Led 7-0 at one point, now it's 7-3. Big lead at second. Runner going. Foul down the right field line. Blaze just got a walking lead.
Hey, why are you doing over that first base? It's a hit run, Bo. You're supposed to be running.
Good speed at both bags. Blaze the better of the two. 13 of 20 for Blaze. 2 of 5 for Anderson, but he is quick first to third. Good acceleration and a big lead. 0-2, chopped towards third, hugging the line. Olsovsky steps on third, low throw, Not in time. Great effort from Olsovsky trying to spin a pair. Gets the leadoff man out in the form of Blaze. It'll be a fielder's choice for Alcantara. And the second out of the inning. Soft chop for Alcantara. He reaches base. Anderson moves up, and that takes the fastest runner out of the equation. Nelly Taylor's the eighth man to hit this inning. Salem has swung three. Taylor a double, a line out, and a strikeout. 1-for-3 day for him. Takes a cutter on the outside corner. Nelly 5-for-14 this week. Hitting 350 on the day. Across this series, the only trip to SRP Park for Salem this season. Green Jackets will be up there in Salem at the back end of June. Back half of their 12-game homestand, the only one they have this season. Green Jackets go to Lynchburg 1-for-6, and then Father's Day weekend and that whole week prior will be spent at Papillion Clinic Field. 1-1 hammered through the right side and into right field. Anderson will be sent around. The throw from Grady into the plate, not in time. RBI single for Nelly Taylor. His fifth RBI of the week makes it a 3-run game. The tying run is at the plate. First and third, a 4-run eighth inning for Salem. Winston Sawyer's out of the dugout. Second night in a row in which Salem has put up a 4 spot in the final 3 innings of the game. Austin will not get out of the eighth, and McDonough comes on with 2 outs and 2 aboard to stop the bleeding.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at Wellstar, highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
L.J. McDonough comes on trying to stop the bleeding. Green Jackets have given up a 4 spot to the Salem Red Sox in the top of the eighth. McDonough this season, 10 games, 11 2/3, 0-2 with a pair of saves. He's been used in this fireman role quite a bit. First pitch fouled back by Yostinson Garcia, the ninth and final man to bat in this inning. McDonough has stranded 7 of 10 inherited runners so far this season. Got a men at first and third. Alcantara third, Taylor at first. 2 outs in the top of the eighth. Fastball slider for McDonough. There's the heater. It finds the outside corner. No balls and 2 strikes on Yostinson Garcia, who's 2-for-3. Struck out last time up against Austin.
Get back in the dugout. Let's go.
McDonough back-to-back fastballs. Garcia will use his timeout. McDonough 2 scoreless innings on Tuesday. Second chance to see Salem multiple times this week for the team leader in appearances. Deep breath for LJ, 0-2. Softly hit to first base. Compton snares it on a bounce. Puts the toe on the bag. McDonough comes on and does his job. Salem strikes back 7-4 as we head to the bottom of the eighth. Punch and counterpunch. Green Jackets turn to retaliate.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rate, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you're looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441. Good things are happening at SRP.
It was a 7-run lead. Now it's a 3-run ball game. Salem has worked their way back into the contest. P.O. Boucher leading off the bottom of the eighth. It's a 7-3 game. 7-4, excuse me. There's a ball in left field. That'll stop Francis Hernandez from delivering the first pitch of the inning. Boucher so far tonight, two walks and a line out to right field. Has scored a run twice when he got on base and has three steals in as many tries. First pitch fastball up to 91 for Hernandez. Misses high and away. Boucher, Olsovsky, Godman at the bottom of the order. Fastball just in, ball two. Boucher's been patient, has walked twice already. 13 free passes on the season. Three straight misses. Nothing particularly close either. .30 coming from Hernandez, right down the center. Boucher taking all the way. Three balls and one strike. Scoreboard says 1-1. There's been four pitches in the frame. Boucher has taken all four. Target right down the middle, and that's exactly where the pitch comes. Boucher, so far, nothing but watching. Patient almost to a fault so far. Count has run full for Hernandez. Chops softly to second base. Alcantara charging in, circles. And a low throw is snared by Lugo. Boucher is the first out of the inning on the 4-3 to bring up Joe Olsovsky. Long way for Boucher to go. He'll slowly make his way off, and Olsovsky can finally step in. Francis Hernandez was just standing on the mound impatiently, trying to put the ball in play. Olsovsky chops the first pitch onto the third base side, trying to field the position, and the arm Hernandez threw it away. Down the left field line, Olsovsky moves up to second base. A swinging bunt for Joe Olsovsky. We'll see whether it's a single and an error or an outright E1. Nearly a web gem for Francis Hernandez. A double clutch on the throw. Realized he had to hurry and then yanked it to the glove side. Green Jackets have a retaliatory run out in dead second base. Bottom of the order continues to find their way onto the bags. Olsovsky, Godman, Boucher have cluttered the bases all night long. Hernandez steps off and steps back on for his only reset. It is officially a single and an E1. Hernandez commits the first error of the night for either team. Fastball high and inside, but finding the corner, according to Caleb George. Stood Godman up a little bit, but he'll take the strike one regardless. Big lead for Olsovsky. Now he shortens it at second as Alcantara comes in. Slider at the top of the zone, misses outside. Godman, a single, a walk, a fielder's choice. He scored two runs. Five of the seven runs for the Green Jackets have come from the 7, 8, and 9 hitters. Augusta scored and waved two different three-run innings, one in the third, one in the sixth, adding in a run in the fourth. 1-1 inside with the fastball. Leadoff man Jace Grady waits on deck, had the game-breaking swing, a three-run double, the only hit given up by the first reliever out of the pen, Danny Kerwin. But Kerwin had three straight two-out walks, and it was a very similar occasion to what Zach Austin went through in the eighth. Bouncer back to third. He looks at second. And Hernandez on to first for out number two. Olsovsky just breaking on contact, able to take advantage of the slow bouncer. So Godman does move Olsovsky up to third base to give Grady a chance. Grady's 2-for-4. Three RBIs and two groundouts. Juan Rivera coming out, the pitching coach. Want to make sure everyone knows exactly how they want to attack Jace Grady. There's two down and a man at third base. LJ McDonough is going to go out once again for the ninth. There has been nobody else moving. McDonough is 2-for-4 in save opportunities this season. And this does count as a save chance. He came in with two aboard and a three-run lead. Got the last out on three pitches and a three unassisted to retire Yostinson Garcia, who was the ninth man to bat in the inning. All nine hitters came up for the Red Sox in that inning. Four runs scored on three hits with three walks as well. Everything charged to Zach Austin to close his line. Grady, the switch hitter, natural righty, has been fantastic from the left side and hitless against lefties this year. First pitch, called a strike on the outside corner, came back to the edge, right on those fringes. Grady crowding the plate a little bit, infield playing him towards the pull side. Garcia substantially deeper this at bat after being burnt by Grady in the sixth. 0-1 chop to first, backing up Lugo. He flips it to Hernandez, back-to-back scoreless innings for Francis Hernandez out of the pen. He's provided the Red Sox a chance, and we head to the ninth with a 7-4 ball game, and LJ McDonough trying to wrap up a four-out save.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest green jacket styles available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
To the top of the ninth we go. Noah Adcock, Howarth on the Green Jacket Baseball Network. Game 5 of 6 between Salem and Augusta this week, with a six-game series against Kannapolis set to follow. Only 12-game homestand of the season. Green Jackets taking advantage, and so are the fans. A very strong crowd of over 4,000 people in the ballpark tonight. Augusta trying to stop this ball game where it is. Salem put up 4 in the top of the eighth. What was once a 7-0 sleeper is now a 7-4 shaker just a little bit. Encarnacion, Uten, and Lugo, the same three that led off the four-run inning against Zach Austin. LJ McDonough got the last out of the inning, forcing Yostinson Garcia to ground out to first. Encarnacion is 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored. Takes a slider on the outside corner. McDonough, a fastball and a slider. Those are the only two he'll deliver. Stands open from the stretch. Fastball to the corner. McDonough starting to paint these corners. If you were with us a couple nights ago when we had LJ as our Phoenix Printing pregame interview on the Tax Slayer pregame show, talking about he's been up and down, but he's starting to feel very good about what he's had. Gave a lot of credit to strength coach Jake Wynn and athletic trainer Tommy Adams in terms of keeping him healthy, ready to go. He leads the team in appearances. This is his 11th, and nearly all of them have been high leverage. Slider chopped up the middle. Big bounce for Sanchez. Waits back and gets out number one with a crisp throw over to Compton. Encarnacion, 1-for-4, one out in the ninth. McDonough, 2 saves in 4 tries. Has now stranded 9 of 12 inherited runners. That was a big piece for him. McDonough got a save in 2 tries against Myrtle Beach. Also had a loss in an extra inning ball game. First pitch slider to Nathaniel Uten. Ties him up indoors. 0-1 on Uten, who's 0-for-3 today. A line out, a pop up, and a ground out. Everything's been in play, but nothing's been hit especially hard. Tomorrow night, it's Garrett Bauman going against Elmer Rodriguez Cruz in a matchup of top 30 prospects in their respective organizations. Slider missing in 1-1. Bauman's second consecutive Sunday start. Went 6 2/3 innings, allowing just 1 run in his last outing on the getaway day in Myrtle Beach. Late swing for Uten. Fastball top of the zone at 93. McDonough with a very strong extension level gets good ride at the top of the zone. Tough to barrel when he stays at the letters. Uten behind 1-2, outfield shifting the opposite way. Slider fouled back. Breaking ball hung just a tad, and Uten spoils it away. Bauman, the number 23 organizational prospect. Adam Meyer is number 16. So back-to-back games using a top 30 starter for the Green Jackets, who have a half dozen on the active roster at varying degrees, especially now that Isaiah Drake is back. Down the left field side, backhand slide for Olsovsky, but no play. Uten shortens up, goes against the shift, and with Olsovsky playing near shortstop, he had no chance. Uten uses an infield single to extend his hit streak to 4 consecutive ball games, and Andy Lugo will try to continue to pass the baton. 1 on, 1 out in the top of the ninth. Salem trails 7-4. Fastball around the eye line of Andy Lugo. He ducks out of the way for ball one. Pop up, ground out, and a walk. Drew a free pass against Zach Austin and then scored 1 of 4 runs in the previous inning. Late decision on a fastball. Bottom hand came off the bat. And Lugo calls for time. He's going back to the on-deck circle to grab some more pine tar. Looked like he lost his grip a little bit. 1-1 with one out in the top of the ninth. 1:35 start tomorrow, and then a getaway day for Salem, who will return home after a long absence. Red Sox will host the Fayetteville Woodpeckers in the 4th consecutive interdivisional series for Salem. Slider in the dirt. Godman blocks it, but it rolls to his side. That'll move Uten up 90 feet and take away the promise of a double play. McDonough bounces in the slider for ball two. Salem 9-7 this year in interdivisional games. They went 3-3 in each of the first 2 series and have won 3 out of 4 to start this week. Trying to find themselves a come-from-behind win after they trailed 7-0 entering the eighth. Fastball at the knees at 91, 2-2. Uten a big lead at second base, being lightly held on by Luis Sanchez. McDonough, long look back. Slider fouled away. Swing through by Lugo. He's able to stay afloat. Juan Montero is on deck. Montero's yet to put a ball in play. Lugo, not the easiest man to strike out overall. Just 28 punch outs, about 1 per game. Has shortened those totals greatly over the last 2 weeks. 2-2 on the ground towards third. Foul ball. Olsovsky went diving as it tucked itself into the corner. It did bounce twice in fair territory, but hops just to the foul side of the third base bag as it crossed over the square. Lugo will see a seventh pitch in this at-bat. McDonough laboring just a tad. Man at second, one on, one out in the ninth. Fastball lined into center field. Gonzalez heading back that direction. It's over his head. Could not get there. A late break for Uten. He'll have to stop at third. And now as the throw gets away from Benitez, he'll come home. Gonzalez just chucked it in between Sanchez and Benitez on the double cut. It bounces off the body of Diego Benitez. It's an RBI for Lugo. Lugo with the double. Uten advances home on the throw. Tying run at the plate, 7-5 Red Sox. Time called. Elvin Nina is going to go out there and attempt to calm down McDonough. Fastball at the knees, golfed by Andy Lugo, and a barrel that just kept rising, back spinning over the head of Robert Gonzalez, who was shifted to right center field. So Gonzalez ran parallel to home plate, going across the width of the diamond, and then tried to motor back. Think back to eighth grade geometry. Shortest distance between two points is a straight line. He took the other two sides of the triangle and could not get backwards in time. Gonzalez has been in center field nearly every game over the last month. He's had just 3 days off in the last 4 weeks, and Cade Kern's been in center each time. Isaiah Drake is back, and they project to split time between the two of them. First pitch slider misses inside to Juan Montero. Montero, two strikeouts and a walk, hitting 180 on the season. Montero representing the tying run. Fisted foul in on the hands. Fastball running in towards the body at 91. Ball and a strike on the nine hitter with the leadoff man Blaze on deck. Blaze had the three-run double in the eighth that ignited this Red Sox offense. Clock is reset by Caleb George. McDonough's already at the belt. Awaiting the 1-1. Fastball in on the hands, popped up behind first. Drew Compton out to the outfield grass. He'll make the catch for the second out. McDonough has very good run on his fastball. Works best up and in. 92 towards the hands. Gets Montero to pop up. That's out number 26 in the ballgame. The ever-dangerous Miguel Blaze, number 4 prospect in Salem's organization. A fringe top 100 prospect in all of minor league baseball, depending on who you ask, is the tying run. Little bit of drama on a Saturday night. First pitch slider, nubbed foul by Blaze. Blaze with the double in the eighth, extended his hit streak to 5. He's been on base multiple times in 4 of 5 games this week. Hitting 248 on the season with 3 homers and 16 RBIs. 0-1 to Blaze. Fastball finds the outside corner. Miguel just watching. Ran back towards the middle and couldn't pull the trigger. 0-2 on Blaze. Tying run at the plate. 7-5 game in the ninth. Fans making some noise. McDonough nods yes. 0-2. Slider. Swing and a miss. He got him. LJ McDonough, the 4-out save. The Green Jackets survive the late comeback bid from Salem and win 7-5 for the second time in 5 tries. Adam Meyer gets his second win. McDonough gets his third save. And Augusta prevents Salem once again from rising back to 500. Salem's been within a game of 500 twice this week. And both times they've taken an unfortunate loss. Green Jackets have now won 2 out of 3. Ahead of the fireworks, Saturday night continues to be an impressive one. We roll on into the 19th hole postgame show brought to you by Easy Go. Green Jackets get themselves a 7-run lead entering the top of the eighth. It ends up a 7-5 ball game. Heart-pounding win for the Green Jackets to knock off Salem. Adam Meyer, the win, 2-1. Meyer was fabulous. 6 innings, 3 hits, 8 strikeouts without a run or a walk. His career high in strikeouts was fantastic. The loss goes to Matt Duffy. He's 1-2 with a 3.68 ERA. Duffy takes his second loss in his last 4 outings. McDonough's third save and second in the last 7 days. He continues to shut down Salem. Did allow 1 run in the 9th. That brought him to close enough to where Blaze, who's been red hot all week long, had the tying run at the plate. Blaze was the one who opened up the offense for Salem with the 3-run double. Swing and a miss on the slider. McDonough's best pitch has been that breaking ball all season long, and he went to it right at the final fringes of the ballgame when he needed it most, finding that slider for one last opportunity. Blaze's only concern since he signed with the Red Sox organization has been the swing and miss on that breaking ball, and the inability to lay off on the 0-2 cost them the comeback bid. Salem puts up 5 unanswered in the final 2 frames of the ballgame, but the Green Jackets hold on for a 7-5 win. Final lines, 5 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors for the Red Sox. They'll leave on 5, 7 runs, 9 hits, an error for the Green Jackets. Augusta leaving on 6, including 3 in the final 3 innings. Meyer the win. His first pro season. It took a long wait to get here, but he gets the job done in front of nearly 4,700 fans. Augusta still has them all sticking around for the fireworks. And we'll bid you goodnight tomorrow. Adam Meyer is supplanted on the mound by Garrett Bauman. Bauman gets his 7th start of the season, coming off the longest outing of his pro career at 6 2/3. Elmer Rodriguez Cruz will counter on the other side, the number 30 prospect for Salem. And Rodriguez Cruz has had a great start to his season. Rodriguez Cruz 1-2, but an ERA below 3. 40 strikeouts in 24 1/3. Swings and misses up a storm. Augusta gets the win. They've won 2 out of the last 3. Going to hunt a series split tomorrow with the victory over Salem to send them on their way. Rodriguez Cruz versus Bauman at 1:35. For Wes, Sean, and our entire crew, I've been Noah Adcock Howe with Green Jackets. Survive 7-5 and move on to tomorrow.